fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Good evening, everybody. Madhouse Radio is back. It is Thursday, April the 17th, and we're here. We're ready to do a show. With me here tonight is the assemblage of Madhousers, and we aim to please, so please enjoy tonight's programming. Prank calls, comedy, talk, whatever you want to call it, whatever it is you think we do, or whatever you want to call it. That is what we're going to do. Here with me tonight, I see I have Tuck. Tuck, how you doing, man?
Yes. Test, test. Happy, happy, love, love. Cha-cha.
All right. Also, we have Brandon Vegas in the house. Brandon Vegas, how you doing, man? Hey, man. Milkman will be joining us at the half of the hour in about 20 minutes. In the meantime, we'll be shooting the shit.
Is that confirmed?
It is confirmed. Talked to him a few minutes ago. He confirmed he's going to call it at the 30.
All right, all right.
He's going to call it 10:30 Eastern.
Without a show without Milkman, it's like, I don't know what it's like.
It's a big hunk of shit. Lonesome Loser checking in also already. Good deal. Lonesome's in the house. Welcome, Lonesome Loser. We got technical difficulties with Syndicate. Apparently, Gear the Retard screwed it all up. And we're not able to. He closed out without logging out. He actually closed out without logging out, and it's messed it up. So they're all stuck on the old in the old channel. But his show is still going, but he's not hosting. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like a limbo. So I don't know what's going to go on.
He put Syndicate in a black hole.
He did. Awesome. I don't know. He made it a big toilet flush. Literally, I don't know what the hell. I don't know what the hell he did. I know it's possible to do that if you like don't log out. He was doing a show and he screwed it up. So we'll keep trying to get Syndicate on here. This sucks. I'll keep retrying. In the meantime, Warrior, I know you're our representative out there.
That's what happens when you give a special person a computer access thing.
Yeah. Well, the Warrior, if you're listening, let them know if you can that hey, we're trying. I don't know. I don't know if they're even in the chat room. I'll keep retrying here, retrying the page and stuff. But I don't know. Wish us luck anyway. So we'll do the best we can here. In the meantime, you can reach us here toll free tonight 1-888-278-8509. Once again, the toll free line here is 1-888-278-8509. That is how you reach us here tonight. You can also reach me on Madhouse Radio if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Again, Madhouse Radio. If you're using AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger, Zolar's asking me, am I on? Are you on? Let's call Zolar. Let's call Glenn Zolarski.
It's on PCU Radio.
Oh, yeah, yeah. PCU Radio. We are on. You know, we're on 98. Of course, as always, we're on 98.6 The Mouth. No doubt about that.
98.6 The Mouth.
MadhouseLive.com, of course.
That's right.
NPCU. Radio.com. All you really need to know is Syndicate.
Yeah.
I say.
The new PCU. This is not the old PCU from, KDK days. This is the new PCU, and it has nothing to do with that gentleman.
This is the PCU.
This is the new, this is the real PCU. I'm going to try to get a report here from Zolar. Also, we are on our other feed over at Justin.tv. Video feed. You can catch us right now if you want to see what I look like.
Forget about that one.
If you want to see what I look like, you can do that there. Let me move the mic over here a little bit. Hello?
Yes.
This is Zolar.
Yes.
Zolar, Carlito, Madhouse Studios. How you doing, sir?
Carlito, I didn't recognize you.
Hey, what? The stick cam room is retarded.
It is what?
It's retarded.
Oh, so it's not just me?
No, I'm broadcasting on it, but I think I don't think Gary logged out. He just X'd out, and it's all in that gay limbo vortex of diarrhea.
Oh,
flush thing that happens sometimes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I guess, because, like, I haven't been able to access it. I know Gary the Retard was doing his show, and when I go to it, it goes right to the clip where Tabitha Stevens says, and you're listening to Syndicate Radio, and yeah. It doesn't show inside the room.
Yeah, see, when he ended his show before mine, he was ending his show before mine, and, you know, the chat room continued existing, and his camera was gone. You know what I'm trying to say?
So it's kind of stuck. It's two rooms are open, maybe.
Yeah, so I keep opening mine, and it keeps opening just fine, but no one ends up in there, so I'm going to keep trying it. So if you can let people know, in the grapevine, what's going on.
Yeah, I can't even contact anybody. That's why I wrote to you. I'm trying to get in. And it's just giving me an error. And I couldn't even get in during Gary's show, so I'm not even sure it's Gary's problem. I think it might be a stick cam glitch, but, if you keep trying, I'm hoping that you get in there because everybody's waiting for you.
All right, well, I'll keep reloading, and hopefully eventually it'll pick up. So
Are you on Shoutcast at least? Can I listen somewhere else?
Just go to madhouselive.com. You can hear me and you can see me. You know, just go to the Shoutcast. All the links are up. You can listen right on the page, my brother.
Just go to madhouselive.com. Then,
yes, sir. Yes, sir, Zolar.
All right, thanks,
Carlos. All right, bro, and thank you. Take care now.
That's what you should always
do. Zolar and the Zolar Party Nation. That was Zolar. Man, I'm talking way too loud. I'm turning that mic down.
Carlito, man to man, you're too spread out. You need to centralize.
Well, no. That's what I feel. No,
I think you'll feel you need to centralize.
It's just a glitch. It happens. Was Zolar even able to... Could people even hear Zolar when I was talking to him on the air? Was he audible?
Yes.
Okay,
good. I could. I don't know if the listeners could.
No, if you can hear, they can definitely. They get better quality than you do in the talk show, on the talk show in the TeamSpeak.
Oh, okay. Then yeah, they heard him great.
All right, good. So we called him on the bat line. Hopefully that resolves itself. I'll keep I'll keep streaming away here. Hopefully eventually people show up. Anyway, can someone give the warrior the IP address to the TeamSpeak? Do you see him there, Tuck or Brandon Vegas? Is he in our chat room at all? I don't see him at all. I can't do that now on the spot. Hang on, let me see if
I can.
I got him here. Anyway, so there he is. He's showing up now.
Ted Webb.net.
TedWebb.net, :8767, whatever. Figure it out. Okay. Anyway, so in the news, what do we have? Anything that I should talk about? What's going on? The Pope's in America? Big deal.
Pubs in America, the Mormons go to court, something else I can't think off the top of my head.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think much has happened at all, so I don't know how we're going to kill, 10 minutes, 13 minutes for Milkman to call in. Let's keep looking here and see what else we can do. A take guns to work law was passed in Florida, here in the state that I live in. This is great. You're going to be allowed to take guns to work. Under a measure passed by Florida lawmakers yesterday. So, apparently, and the place where I work for now, when I signed a contract, when I started working with them, they had a rule. You got this big, thick manual, and they sat me down and a few other employees who were starting at the same time, and they had this big production in the conference room, and they were saying, one of our rules here is that you're not allowed to have a gun, even if it's in your car in the parking lot. You're not supposed to bring the gun. If we find out that you have a gun, you'll be fired, basically, if you bring a gun to work, even if you don't bring it into work, just leave it in your car. So actually, now, the state of Florida...
So if you get carjacked, you gotta be a pussy.
Yeah, exactly. So now the state of Florida has passed a law. It passed by a vote of 26-13 legislation, which is gonna be signed into law by the Republican governor, Charlie Crisp. As they call him here sometimes, because he's got like tan in the can, like artificial tan all over him all the time. Long story. But anyway, apparently by law, your employer is not going to be allowed to keep you from bringing your gun to work as long as it stays in your car. And there's some businesses that are exempt, like, if you work in a nuclear power plant, or if you work in a prison, or school, or stuff like that, then you're not going to be able to, bring your gun, of course. Let me take a sip of my beer here real quick. Madhouse Beer, over at madhousebeer.com. Be sure to check that out. Sponsor the first hour of the show. So, yeah, Tuck, how do you feel about weapons? Do you own any weapons yourself? Are you a hunter, or do you... I mean, I know you live in kind of a rural area where weapons are common and popular.
Rural area, you know, like a couple of like protection, like deer rifles that are old and don't ever get used. As far as like using them and having them in gun crazy, knife crazy, no.
No.
But then again, you know, where I went to school, back in the day when I went to school in like junior high school, sixth grade, whatever, kids would bring knives to school to trade.
Really?
Or have in their back pocket for whatever, and
well, like
yeah.
a Bowie knife so or something? I mean, what exactly would they bring?
It's normal.
Like big Bowie
right.
knives or like
you
a ramble?
Those butterfly knives or those little phone star. They're trade. You know, trade. And that was the whole thing. And back sort of when I was growing up, a lot of the kids would be in the camouflage and they would be in the whole kind of thing. And that was just normal.
Yeah, see, when I went to school...
Not switchblade knives, but like, you know, the Swiss knives and stuff, people just had them. It was just kind of, just an accessory.
Okay.
And
well,
no one ever worried about them using it as a weapon, or we didn't have, like, the metal detectors. None of that bullshit.
Yeah, well, I never had that in my school either. I mean, and we never had, like,
it's a different age.
We never had a gun problem in my school, but we definitely did have our share of knife problems, I suppose. I mean, knives. But what I'm asking is, are you a gun owner yourself? Do you own a weapon, or is that something you keep private to yourself? What do you want? Alright, put that there. Hi, Athena. Alright, close that door. Anyway, Tuck, continue. Do you own a weapon, is the question. Madhouse speculation.
We have one for protection, but, you know, never gets used or practiced or anything, so how reliable it is, I do not know.
Oh, okay.
But for people on the air, yes, I have a gun.
Okay, so watch out. Don't fuck with Tuck.
Yes, it is protected. So,
don't fuck with the Tuck. He's got a gun.
Right, yeah. On coach. Don't you miss my daughter. Get the shotgun out. Be matching when you come up. Coach, make sure he is.
Brandon Vegas, what about you? Do you own a weapon at all? Of any sort?
That's a couple 22s.
Couple 22s. Okay, cool. You live in Vegas. That's a wacky town, too. Something about that town is just not right, man. They call it Sin City. There's not enough water to go around there. People are kind of crazy. It's like on rabies, you know? You got to watch out for people like that. It's kind of scary. 10/22 now.
The cops here.
Yeah, true. 10/22 now on April the 17th. You know, Hitler's birthday's on Sunday. We're thinking about doing a show on April the 20th. That's this Sunday. Probably in the afternoon, maybe sometime around 4 p.m.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. I was hoping to do an official announcement tonight.
That'd be a good idea. That'd be a good deal.
I'm going to make every effort I can to do a show on April 20th, this Sunday afternoon, a special Madhouse show. We haven't done an afternoon show in a long time, so that'd be interesting. So, hey, be sure to check that out. Go to the website, madhouselive.com, to get details on that. Okay. I'm trying to get milk.
Sunday afternoons are fun shows to do if you can get enough people to tune in.
Right. Let's see what else we can talk about here. We're just killing some time before Milkman calls in again. We have about 7 minutes. Hopefully he calls in on time. He said he was going to call in at the 30, and we're holding everything for him. So we expect him to be behaved and call in as he says he will. That's not a funny story. Here's one. This one is in the, what are the Twin Cities? Is that Minneapolis, St. Paul? Are those the Twin Cities?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. A charter school, a Muslim school, for 5 years has not flown an American flag. And when the director of the school was asked why they don't fly the American flag, he said, quote, "Frankly, I actually don't know how to work that flagpole. For 5 years, it has sat empty." They have a flagpole, and they refuse to fly the American flag. They say that they don't know how to use the flagpole. The state law, Minnesota state law, it is definitely Minneapolis, St. Paul, requires all public schools to fly the American flag while school's in session. So apparently it's a law. They're supposed to fly the damn flag because they're a school, you know, an accredited charter school. And the speculation is it because they're a Muslim school? They don't want to fly the American flag. Who's really going to believe that for 5 years of school, nobody in the school has known or bothered to figure out how to use the flagpole? Is it that hard to use a flagpole? I don't understand. Boy Scouts know how to do that. VFW retirees
know how to use a flagpole. There's no excuse for that. You get the flag up there. Just make it freaking happen. Wanted to mention also on the Madhouse website over at madhouselive.com, there's a Madhouse wiki in the works. If you haven't checked that out, we're categorizing, and I tell you what, it's great. I've been having fun doing this. I'm going to rapid fire through some of these topics that we've already talked about. Not talked about, that I've already worked on here. So basically, we're culminating all the knowledge of all the pranks and all the characters and all the people that have been around Madhouse for the last 3, going on 4 years at this point. If you give me a moment here, it's pulling up slowly but surely. This is not a good sign. And also keep in mind, we do have forums up there at the Madhouse Live website. We have our podcast. We've got archives of pranks. A lot of different stuff you can check out. Anyway, we've got, you know, we've got pages on Bo Steen. Charlie Patton is on there. Dr. Nargis. Eddie Garcia. Father McDougan, also known as Father McQuarters. I've got a page. We got a bio for Jack Masterson. Jack Valente has a bio up there. Joe America. We've got the Manchester pub calls explained in detail. Rotisserie Wallace. Sam the Donut Man has his own page. And even Vagina Jones, who made an appearance last week. Vagina Jones, our Japanese character, is here on the Madhouse Wiki. So be sure to check that out. Go to the madhouselive.com webpage and click on the wiki button. Let me go ahead and attempt to restart the syndicate room again here. Let me give him a chance. And try to give him a fighting chance. In the meantime, speaking of VFW, I'm going to go ahead and play a prank call here. It's a pretty old prank call. This is me and Sean Ward when we were doing a show together over two years ago here. He was in town. This one is called VFW. This is the first appearance of Eddie Garcia on the show. This is it. This is Carlito and Sean Ward VFW. Just a moment.
The following is an exclusive of radio at MadhouseLive.com.
Will you have a hat at a jaunty angle?
Do I have a hat on?
Yes, but will you have it at a jaunty angle?
I can't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
I'm asking you if you'll have your hat at a jaunty angle.
Oh, Grey Mare, she ain't what she used to be, ain't what she used to be, ain't what she used to be. Oh, Grey Mare, she ain't what she used to be.
Okay, now you guys, who the hell is this?
Well, why you veterans get a bar, yo? Yo, I don't got no bar, yo.
Who is this?
I'm a veteran of the war, too, yo. Yo, I was in Iraq, yo. I got kicked out.
Okay, let me know who this is.
Yo, my name is Lewis, man. Lewis Garcia, yo.
Lewis Garcia?
Yo, I was in the army, yo. In Iraq, I dropped a mine on my foot. They kicked me out, yo. They said it was the fourth time. This one time I threw a grenade on accident at this general. He died, yo. My bad.
I'll be here another 5 minutes and that's all.
I threw the pen and kept the grenade. I said, here, take this, cracker, and I ran away. I said, feet don't fail me now.
Okay, what are you doing?
You know, I'm just here. You all want to get into your veteran of foreign wars.
Well, I'm going to be here another few minutes and that's all. I'm
going
to close.
And then where will you be going?
Huh?
And then where will you be going?
I'll be going home because I'm going to State Line in the morning.
What State Line?
Oh, come on.
Is that the insurance place?
What?
Are you going to see your insurance broker?
Yeah.
About what?
I'm going to go see my money that I left the last time I was there.
You're going to see if he's still got it?
Uh-huh.
State Line.
How much of it do you think you will have spent?
Okay, the old gray mare ain't what she used to be. Okay, what do you got? What are you up to?
Yo, I know where your money's buried. Yo, I got the map in Iraq.
Oh, in Iraq, huh?
Yeah, it's under the state line.
Either talk to me the right way or just... I'm going to hang up.
Yo, what are you trying to say?
This is how I talk, yo. I dropped the grenade in my foot. My voice is like this now, yo.
I don't want to hear that.
Oh, come on, yo.
Come on.
Yo, I shot 10 of my own men on accident. My bad. So, I got, you know, dishonorable discharge and stuff, but, like, can I go down there and dance with the old ladies and stuff, yo?
Well, there's no old ladies here.
Well, Oh, I want to dance with you, man.
Huh?
You let me talk to that beach.
Hey, milkman.
Talk to what?
Hey, what's up, bro?
When you break yet?
Yep, just about right now. Just about to get down that way right now.
All right, well, hurry up and call in.
Okay.
All right, we're waiting on you. All right, man.
Up your shoulder.
All right, good. Thanks. Milkman's going to be joining us in a second.
In the background, yo. Yo, my... I'm Private Garcia.
I don't know who a Private Garcia.
Well, tell her you're talking to Private Garcia. And tell her I said to shut up, yo.
Well, she's sitting here with her boyfriend, and he's a lot bigger than me. I'm not going
to
tell him nothing.
Well, let me talk to him, and I'll let him know.
No, that's okay.
Don't be chicken, yo. What's his name?
Oh, come on, yo.
Yo, I'll kick his ass, yo.
Oh, come on.
Yo, don't make me kick everybody's ass in that bar, yo.
Oh. I'd like to know who I'm talking to.
Two good ones.
I gotta go to the bathroom, so you wanna hang up?
No, give it to the man, I said. I command you. In the name of the vets, in the name of the VFW.
I don't let you. There's no. No, I gotta go to the bathroom. No.
You are not allowed to go to the bathroom in the name of the VFW.
You'll reach in there, can I get with you?
I gotta go, so if you're coming over, fine. If not.
Take it with you, like that girl said. Take it with you. I wanna hear you, your business.
I wanna hear you.
I don't want you to, okay?
I wanna go pee, yo. No, me here, you go take a pee. Yo.
Hey, I'm not a cholo and I'm not an ethnic cholo.
You stupid cholo, man. Stupid gringa, man. You ain't
nothing. I'm a stupid gringo.
What's wrong with the Chicanos, man?
All right, here's Milkman just in time. Milkman!
Hey, what's going on? Hello.
What's going on, man?
Alright, man. Thank you for my round here, bro.
We're here just chilling, trying to make things happen. Syndicate's down, unfortunately. Uh-oh. Yeah, well, Gary the retard messed it up, apparently.
Uh-oh.
He made a boo-boo.
Pulled a boo-boo.
Yeah, how long do you got with us? How long we got you for?
10,
15 minutes-ish. 10, 15 minutes-ish? Okay, cool. So everything's good with you? You want to explain to everybody what's going on with you since you're here?
Yeah, I'll tell you, man. I'm missing out, guys. Right now, I'm continuing with the Wheeled Across America tour with Rascal Scooters. And we've got an extended tour of the West, the far West, the Los Angeles Basin area. I'm actually working on designing a new concept Madhouse special. It's going to be really great, and I think everybody will be very impressed with the new release of that Rascal Scooter is available on the market. And that'll be brought to you right here. 98.6
The
Mile.
That's the one.
Man,
hey, Milkman, can you help me out here? Look, I got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I got to clear my cookies in Internet Explorer 7. I never use Internet Explorer 7 except for the Syndicate room.
Okay.
And I have no idea where in Internet Options and Internet Explorer 7 you go to clear cookies. It doesn't show up.
Okay, there's icons instead of a menu. It's actually got icons. And then when you click on those little icons, like the little house for the home,
mm-hmm.
one I think will be for tools. Or you can go actually to the control panels and click Internet Options and just do it there instead of using the browser to access the same panel.
Hang on. Delete browsing history. Manage add-ons. There's no cookies button here anymore. Why don't they just keep it where it used to be, those bastards?
I would just go do it through the, if you're using XP, I would just go do it through the control panels and you'll see the normal thing.
Yeah, but I think Internet Options there is the same one that comes up in Internet Explorer 7. It is. Crap.
It should be there where it has security and all that sort of thing.
Alright, here, look. See, God, I hate IE7. That's why you only use Firefox. Alright, I'm in security. All I see, I can set the security level, so that's it. That's not it. In general,
one of those tabs there.
Hang on. See, in general, you used to have could clear your history, mm-hmm. and at the same time, you could, clear your temporary files and your
right.
cookies and your forms, and that's not even here anymore.
Oh, man.
Dude, what the hell? Restore, reset, no, that's not it.
It's in one of those
manage
apps. I don't know which one because I'm actually mobile right now, so I'm not able to.
Content, no, certificates, auto feeds, auto complete. It's not going to be there, no. That's for forms.
No.
What about privacy? Let's try privacy here. Sites.
Yeah, try that one. That's probably.
Import. Pop up blocker, no. Advanced, no. override on. Okay, no, that's not it. That's cookie handling.
Advanced settings or anything? It might be under advanced button. I can't remember right now.
Dude, this sucks. How do you? Let me look at the chat room. Tools, okay, internet options, delete, browsing history. Oh, okay, it's under browse. Why would they do that? Why would they not just say cookies? There it is, delete cookies, okay. Do I want to delete? Yes, I do, okay.
Yeah, but, that's considered private data, and they actually are two separate things, but they are both things that track your history. The history is found by your cookies. You can actually open them up in Notepad, and you can read what information they're carrying about you, what other sites you've been to, and... Yeah, possibly what other information and time you've been to another site.
All right, whatever. Well, hey, let's do some pranks. Now that I have you here, we've been, you know, shooting the shit, waiting for you to call in.
All right.
I'll let you know. We got a ton of numbers here from the Lonesome Loser.
Cool. Who all's out there tonight? Hey, man.
Everybody.
I'm feeling withdrawal, man. I'm having a major 98.6 withdrawal here. I'm actually working the night shift too, man. They're trying to really roll this thing out. They want this thing out before the fall season. We want to actually release it earlier to the mid summer season.
Okay. Cool. Sounds good. All right, hey, we deleted the cookies. Let's try this here now. Okay, we're gonna go. Okay. All right. We're gonna click on Go Live.
Where the heck is Zola at, man? Tell him to get over here and straighten up Dino and then grab him. Let's get that up.
No, Dino's straightening. Dino told me that clearing the cookie should fix it, so I'm trying that.
Okay.
Zolar, we already talked to Zolar, actually.
Cool. Thank you, Zolar.
Yeah, Zolar got Dino on the action.
Who we got here like the team speak there, the Madhouse team speak?
Right now, Tuck and Brett in Vegas. That's it.
ABV, what's up, my brother?
Yep, BV.
Everybody out there, hello, all my friends in the chat, I hope you're out there. My sister Fall, MSD3 Clay, Sir Nunu, Lancashire, England, he's our point man. He's our English counterpart over there.
Yep.
Right in the castle, the Madhouse.
Where is Fall? I haven't seen her.
Hey, we got breaking news here, everybody. It looks like we got it to work. I think I might have had some action here.
Yeah.
If you're listening to us on the mouse stream or somewhere else, on the new PC, whatever it may be, try to see if you're a regular Syndicate user. Dino, if you're listening right now, give us a test. Try and see if you can get into the Syndicate room. I don't think everybody's trying. So give me a status here, everybody.
Because
let me know.
They'll be fined if they're caught in the wrong stream.
Right. That's
They'll
true.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine, yeah, absolutely. Juan, you need to get out now, this second, right now. Get out now. Do not listen to this on Shoutcast, because you are not allowed, because Dina will have my ass. So, yeah, okay, good. So we're in. The confirmation, all right, good. Syndicate's with us now. All right, good. Let me get that stream recording here. All right, now we can do a show. We got the whole family. Okay.
Hey, we got Justin TV and TalkShoe online tonight. Too.
Justin TV, no TalkShoe, but TalkShoe's got downtime apparently, but Justin TV's up.
Got some issues, I got you.
Yeah, they always do. They always do. But at least we got the other issues handled here. We're doing good after that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Dino, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Dino. I will call you after the show. You got it. Might be late. Just letting you know. Milkman, quickly, prank calls here before you have to go. We got Slim's Tavern.
Alright.
Okay, we got Club Caesar here. We got McDonald's. We got Burger King's. We got Hardee's, Jack in the Box. We got some Denny's here. Domino's Pizzas. We got a casino. We got the White Mountain Apache Tribe Resort and Casino. Alright, let's call them. They're in Arizona. Again, this is the White Mountain Apache Tribe. You guys are ready for this? Because I am. Milkman, you ready?
Yes, sir, buddy. Let's get them on.
Alright, everybody, get ready for this. The first prank call of the night, so it was an important and a fun time for us here on the show. We're right back in a moment. I don't know if that's working, Milkman. It doesn't look like it is. Milkman, we're going to try a different one.
All right.
How much time you got?
Maybe you can have Jack Masterson call Slim.
Where's my Jack Masterson? Okay, here we go. I got my marker here. Alright, wow, this is really slow night tonight. Okay, Lucky J's Casino. This one is on Winnemucca Boulevard in Winnemucca, Nevada. Nunu has sent in a number. Let me read this here. A shitty hotel in Rockaway, New Jersey, home of Prankmaster. A guy stayed there last week who was on drugs, and he complained about midgets hiding in the curtains trying to steal his money. He was actually arrested for it. You can dial through to all the rooms yourself. Warn people about midgets. Say you are from the front desk and they need to keep an eye on their money and curtains. Confirmed. Okay, good. All right, Nunu, that sounds good, Nunu. Just send me the number. You didn't actually send me the number itself, but I'll do it. I'll do it.
All right, that's our man from Lancashire, England, buddy.
That's true. All right, so Syndicate is up. Good deal. That's confirmed. Lonesome Loser said I was supposed to dial 2 with the last number. God damn it. I screwed that up. Okay, we're going to call the casino. Just a moment, folks. Lucky J's Casino in Nevada.
Whoa.
Lucky J Casino, Sue, may I help you?
Hey, Sue?
Uh-huh.
Hey, how loose are the slots tonight?
I don't know. What?
Do you have a rating on them?
No, if I do, I don't know it.
Oh, well, you know anybody who might know the rating on the slots?
Pardon me?
Do you know anybody who knows the rating on the slots over there in the Saffir-Simpson scale?
No.
No?
Not offhand.
Well, sure you do. There's got to be someone there. Someone there, man, it's on the back of the slots themselves. There's a rating number. You want to line up?
And who is this?
This is Masterson.
Huh?
Jack Masterson. It's Jack.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I was wondering before I came in. I'm shopping around.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the rating on the Saffir scale. On the back of the slots that you have there. They're on the back of the machine.
On the back of the machine?
Yeah.
On the inside or the out?
On the outside. It's like a little label.
I have no clue what you're talking about, sir.
Well, there should be someone there who knows. It says there's someone on staff 24/7 who can let someone know what the status is of the rating of the actual slot machines there.
Okay, this is news to me. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, the Gaming Commission said it's, you know, it's required.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's not a joke.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, I can't help you at this time because I really don't understand what you're asking me.
Well, there's a...
And would you want me to go around and look at all the machines at the ratings on the back of the machine?
No, they're all the same. They all have the same rating scale, but it's put on there by the comptroller of the Gaming Commission.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a little logo on it, and it has it has a scale from A...
Okay. Well, you know what?
A to F.
You want me to,
take my number now? No. No.
Your number?
I always get the runaround. I never get called back.
And I'll refer it to my boss.
Oh, who?
Because I have no idea what you're talking about, and I'm really not sure that information is to be given out in public. I'm really not sure what you want.
Well, who's the head immigrant over there?
Head who?
Immigrant.
Who's an immigrant?
Well, the head immigrant over there should know what the ratings are.
My boss?
Yeah, that's the...
Home?
Well, I'm not at home. I mean, are you the other person, or who's the number two?
Pardon?
Who's the number two?
Who's the number two what?
The number two person.
I really don't think we have one.
Well, are you assuming responsibility for number two?
No, I'm the cashier.
Well, surely there's someone above you who makes the decisions.
And she's at home.
So who's in charge right now?
Who's in charge?
Yeah.
He is.
All right, well, right now, though, I mean, is only you working by yourself? I'm asking you. You must run the whole show. Wow. Wow, watch out. Look at me. What's your name again?
What's your name again, sir?
Masterson, I said. Jack Masterson.
M-A-S-T...
E-R-S-O-N.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the lyric.
That's the one. So what's
okay.
Well, what's your name?
What's my name?
Yeah.
Okay. No, and again, what is your number or your address or what
you know, according to the Gaming Commission, if I ask you for the name to identify yourself, you're authorized to provide me with your first name at the very least.
My first name is Sue. I said it when we first started this confirmation.
Sue.
S-U-E.
You sound like a tall glass of water.
You know what?
What?
I'm not. I'm a fat Indian that doesn't understand what you need, so I am going to refrain from this phone call, and I'll get, you know, if you want to talk to somebody, you can call my boss in the morning.
How you
and you can answer the questions you're asking me, because I'm not really sure what kind of information you're looking for.
Hey, I speak Indian. You want to hear?
No, not really, sir. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Okay. That is the prank. Milkman, you still there?
Mr. Yeah, yeah,
all right. That was the first prank of the night.
Okay, I didn't get through. I don't know what happened. I think I got included in a call.
Dude, what the hell is going on?
Call, press 1. To listen to your recording,
we lost
call,
Syndicate again.
Press 2. To add minutes to your...
Why does Syndicate go down so much? What the hell is going on?
I was on hold the whole time, man.
You didn't hear that call at all?
No, huh? You never come back.
Oh, man.
The call and I didn't get in on it.
No, no wonder you weren't laughing. Well, normally you laugh, like, in the middle of the calls, you ruin them completely. You screw them all up.
Somebody's got to do that.
I guess. Jeez. And Andy, former co-host of the show, sent in a number for Joe Frederick. He's in trade school with him right now. He's very arrogant, looks retarded, trains for MMA. No kidding. Went to Lincoln Way High School.
Oh, Andy's got his A-class chauffeur's license now?
Yeah, no, he's actually, I don't know what he's doing. I think he's in trucking school right now, but the price of diesel is too expensive. This guy has gas, hangs out at Hooters, and he says that we need to call ASAP. All right, well, I guess ASAP now is right now. So
I guess maybe, you know, you can get in with the assistant pharmaceutical assistant there, you know. That'd be a good job.
That sounds like a plan. Let's see what else is going on, see if anybody else is communicating with us here.
Andy.
Yeah, crazy-ass Andy. Dude, I don't know what's up with Syndicate, man. I give up sometimes. I got a feeling Dino's going to kick us off of Syndicate. Like he's saying, we need to talk. I'm like, I think the Syndicate thing's going to about to get kicked off. We're going to get kicked off of Syndicate. All because of my technical issues.
Well, we can get them, you know. If they break down, we got to do it and then try them again later, you know.
I mean, we do the best we can. We do the best
That's
we
all
can.
All we can do on our end.
Yeah, I see Kuro Cage is listening for the first time in a long time. That's a long time listener right there.
Who is it?
Kuro Cage. Remember Kuro Kage?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, man. We haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, man. Me and him used to have a lot of fun, man. That's my old buddy.
Cool guy, man.
Yeah, tell him I said hello, man. Welcome back.
All right, well, he's listening, so he heard you. All right, let's call this number for Andy here real quick before it's too late, because Andy said it has to be quick. I guess it's getting late over there, though, these people in, I don't know where it is he lives. Go to sleep early. Anyway, so here we go. Let me play another Music Machine song here. Here we go. We'll be right back with the next prank. Milkman, can you stay for one more call?
Yeah, I'll hang out in a few minutes, and I got a bail around 8. I can probably call back a little after that, like between 8:30 and 9, but I got a meeting I got to go to here. Well, go ahead.
All right, cool. Well, you know the drill.
So, yeah,
hang on, folks.
I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be, and I apologize if this message...
Hello?
What do you say there, Big Joe?
What's up?
Hey, buddy.
Who is this?
This is Bruce. Remember me from Lincoln? Yeah, we went to Lincoln together.
Bruce went to Lincoln together?
Yeah, we went to high school together, dude. What you doing, man?
I don't know any Bruce.
Go way back, man, from high school. Lincoln. Lincoln Way?
I don't know a Bruce from Lincoln Way.
You don't remember freshman year?
What's your last name?
Masterson.
Bruce what?
Masterson, man. Used to call me Tubbs.
No, I don't know who the fuck this is.
You don't... If you don't remember freshman year, remember the guy that had the pickle stuck in his ass and he had to walk like 10 feet?
No, no, I know this is some bullshit.
No, that's me. That's me. I'm the pickle fucker, man.
To place a
that was fucking game retarded. I don't know why I fucking ruined that. Sorry, Andy.
But you didn't last too long.
Yeah.
Like a real happy dude.
No, no, no. All right, Nunu sent in that number for that hotel.
Oh, cool.
All right, and again, this is a hotel where some crazy guy said that he was on drugs, and he said that there were he said there were midgets hiding in the curtains trying to steal his money. He got arrested in the process. All right, so we're going to call through. He says, Nunu says we can call directly through to the different rooms.
Oh, cool.
All right, so let's go ahead and do that. We still got you, Milkman. How long we got you? For another 5 minutes?
Yeah, about approximately-ish.
Approximately-ish 5 minutes. Good deal. All right, hang on, folks. Mic check. I can get smooth to any groove. Relax the tongue. Let my mic take a cruise. Speak to a hotel representative. What room number do I pick? 104? That was the first floor.
Please hold. There may be a silence while your call is transferred.
A silence. A silence. Not just any silence. Hold. Hello?
Yeah, you can go by Christmas. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is room 104.
Hello?
This is room 104. What the hell? Maybe there's nobody in 104.
That was the switchboard. I must have switched.
Must have rung over to her. Well, I'll ring back to that lady. Their audio is really low.
I know. What's cool is that their audio system is like a fragment. Me? Oh.
Yeah, they use some kind of weird telephony stuff.
Whoop.
This one's just ringing. Let me try to. Let me try to dial it again. Is this the front desk?
Yes.
All right. What's going on with your people and answer the phones over there?
What's the number you want?
I'm trying to get 104 or 114 or 112 or something like that.
You should tell me the proper number. Then I give you.
Why do you sound so low, lady? Speak up. I'm going to hang up on you if you don't stop.
Excuse me?
Stop being silly. What? 103.
Nobody's there in
103.
111.
Nobody's there even. 112.
No.
117. There we go. We have a winner.
Help us find out who's in what room.
None.
All of us that noted for Carlito.
Carlito.
So Icon says he's been on beer number 3 for an hour waiting for the show to start. That's funny. Beer number 3. Oh, fuck this, Larry. Fuck this, Milkman. It's fucking gay.
We need to know working room numbers would help. It would speed it up instead of just going through randomly to about, 500 rooms.
Yeah, well, Nino doesn't know who's who there. He doesn't know who's at a room or who's not, man. He's not.
All he did call and check to see if anybody answered, and he just found out that there's got open board. I got you.
Yeah, well, Nunu, you find a room over there that's occupied, and you tell us, hey, there's someone in room 108, and then we'll call that, because that lady's not having it, man. and even still, it sounds really low. Okay, anyway.
You had a good on a list and, like, actually didn't say, no, 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 if you don't want anybody here. You know, I said, Nunu, why don't you go over and just read down the list and see who's in what rooms.
Exactly. All right, Milkman, it's I think it's time for you to go to your meeting.
Yeah, I'm on my way back at the mountain.
Quit wasting our time.
But I tell you what, man, I appreciate you guys having me in, indulging. And I'm sorry I can't be available right tonight, but look forward to some new things coming out here in the mad house, baby.
What kind of new thing are you talking about?
Well, you're going to very well see. You guys are going to be very impressed with the Madhouse Rascal Scooter. That's right, the premier edition, man. This thing's going to be supercharged. It's going to have Madhouse logos all over. It is going to be sweet.
All right, well, sounds exciting. I can't wait for that. All right, Milkman, call me during the weekend, and I'll catch you later. Don't work too hard.
Yeah, I'll try and call, like, about an hour, maybe a half hour to an hour if I can. I'll
sure.
I'll get you again because I have another spot after the meeting where I can jump back in with you.
Cool, man.
I'll call you on the back room phone there, in the back studio phone. You have that private line open.
Yep, Matt, we'll do. It's right here. All right, Matt.
All right, my friends. Everybody have a good night. We love you, and I sure appreciate you all.
Jesus Christ, gotta cut him off sometimes. I hung up on Milkman. That's bad, right? Shouldn't hang up on him, he's a good guy. Anyway, continuing on with the show, we've got more numbers here. We got TGI Friday, Planet Hollywood, all in Guam. We got Chuck's Steakhouse coming in. Lonesome Loser, just to let you know, if we're going to call Guam, I need an international card. You're going to have to help me out, unless someone else out there has one. There's another one. House of Chin Fei. I think that's what it is. Chin space F-E.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Localito.
Hollywood, what's going on, man?
Not much for you, doing much about it yet.
We're doing good here, man. How's your week been?
It's been just peachy.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Other than the fact that I feel like somebody has taken some sandpaper and rubbed it at the back of my throat.
Man, you've been having that for like 3-4 weeks
I know, man. It just came back, so I don't know. Maybe it was just stagnant for a while.
I don't know. Unless his allergies that kick back up. Yeah, mine, it goes away. Like, I was really sick for a week, went away, and like sometime, like yesterday, it felt like it was coming back. I was kind of worried. It's like, oh, man, I'm getting sick again. And I boosted up on, you know, vitamin C and Golden Seal and cleaned my system out. Felt a little better, but I still, like, it's like lingering, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I might just have to induce sickness just to get it over with, you know, maybe just take some NyQuil this weekend, you know, kind of. Maybe I might hibernate this weekend, but I got a lot of school stuff. I got an exam next week. I got lab work that I'm behind. I got quizzes that I'm behind on. I got so much to do this weekend. And I've got, you know, company coming in from out of town.
Oh, great.
Oh.
Are they going to be there Sunday?
Yeah, they're coming in Sunday. I got work that's due on Tuesday. Oh, God, it's going to be a nightmare. I got someone coming over Saturday over here to the studio so we can work together. And I don't know, it's just a big nightmare. Anyway, so good to know you. Good to see that you're doing good.
Well, thank you. It's good to hear that you're on tonight.
I'm on tonight, despite the technical difficulties. I think we're going to be kicked off of Syndicate Radio here pretty soon. It sounds like there's rumors out there that Dr. Lego's canceling us. He's convinced Dino. And you know, we've talked about this. Everybody out there, this is a special moment here. We want to talk about this important news. For years here on Madhouse Radio, we've talked about the importance of Dr. Lego and the fact that he controls us and our ability to broadcast, and he has threatened in the past to take us off the air. And apparently at this time, Dr. Lego is not happy with the progress that we've done, and he is now currently advising Dino on canceling us from the air. So the show you're listening to now may never return. And I would ask you all please to message Dr. Lego on AIM. His messenger name is Get in Space, and also email him at drlego@gmail.com, and please beg him, ask him to save Madhouse Radio and reconsider here, since our contract apparently is about to be expired.
And if the contract does expire, you can always use that to mail bomb him as well.
That's right. You can also send him offers from Nigerian businessmen or sons of heads of state.
That's right.
Yeah.
We got that number.
Yeah. No, that's been an inside joke I've had for years about Dr. Lego getting ready to pull the plug on us and stuff. We love Dr. Lego here, man. He's the man. Lego's cool. And I'm just kidding. I hope we're not going to be off of Syndicate Radio. I hope no Dick.
Too many people.
I've always said Syndicate Dina runs a tight ship, and it's good people there. Have a lot of fun. I got to listen to Politics with Pedro. Man, he did an awesome interview on Tuesday with an army member of the army. You know, someone who was actually out. He was deployed out. He was actually, you know, going through his experiences and all this stuff. It was very, very good show. I had been meaning to catch that show, but due to classes, I haven't been able to listen to it on Tuesday night. So I would recommend anybody out there to listen to Politics with Pedro. I believe he's on at 10 Eastern on Tuesday nights. Of course, Lego's on the following nights on Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock. He had a pretty good show last night. And Zolar will be on tomorrow. I don't know. I think Zolar starts at 9 or 10 now. Usually start at 10 Eastern. Zolar confirmed that for us. Be sure to listen to Zolar.
Turd Burglar, is he coming back on?
Turd Burglar messaged me 3 weeks ago. He said that he is he's deployed still in the green zone. He's in the actual green zone. And he said he's got a leave of absence coming at the end of the month, I think. And he said he's going to join us at that point for a show or two. And he said he is still working on getting a mic so he can do a show from Iraq, which I think is going to be cool. He said he'll be able to do prank calls from Iraq. That'd be cool. I'd like to see if he can prank call. You know,
yeah,
prank call.
That'd be a perk Dr. Lego would need to do to keep you on.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah. So please, you know,
pranks from Iraq.
And just kidding, everybody. Be sure to go to pranktheworld.com. I think that's Lego's website. He's a man. Lego's cool. Be sure to listen to him on Wednesday nights. Okay, hey man, you want to do some pranks?
Yes.
I've got a loser is sending in a bunch of like pizza places, Domino's, Pizza Hut. We also had that submission from Andy here for his friend Joe. I already tried calling him and I kind of ruined it. But the guy, he trains for MMA and he went to some high school called Lincoln Way High School. He hangs.
MMA, is that?
It's like I think that's that Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Oh, okay.
Something like that, you know what I mean? Yeah, anyway, so I might save that for another day, but I'm just saying, throwing it out there.
You could always call him and tell him that Hoist Gracie died.
Yeah, well, hey, who the hell is that? I don't watch any of that fighting. I don't watch any of the MMA, Ultimate Fighting, UFC stuff. It's too much like wrestling to me, anyway.
Yeah.
So you got a preference? I'll tell you, you got Wendy's, Denny's, Jack in the Box, Hardee's, Arby's, Burger King, McDonald's.
Hey,
I do have a
choice, man. Good smorgasbord of restaurants.
All right, hang on. Let's call. I got a quick stop. I guess this is a gas station in Sparta,
right.
Kentucky. You take the first one, and I'll follow through after that. All right, we'll switch.
I think I use my new voice.
What's your? Andy, did we get a preview or what? What can you explain the new voice at all?
Yeah, new voice is basically a guy with a voice box.
Okay, that works. Cool.
Yeah, it's kind of like this.
Oh, geez. All right, that sounds fun. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. That's pretty well done. All right, everybody. Here we go. Next prank call tonight coming right up, folks.
Yo, Rakim, what's up? Yo, I'm doing the knowledge, E, man. I'm trying to get paid in full. Well, check this out. Since Norby Walters is our agency, right?
True.
Karen Lewis is our agent.
Word up.
Zakir and Forth and Broadway is our record company.
Indeed.
Okay, so who we rolling with then? We rolling with Rush, our Rush Town manager.
It confirmed a little
check
bit ago.
Check
wait, it looks like I fixed the phone line at least. Whoa!
Please hang up and dial again.
Yeah, that's...
This is not a recording.
This is not bullshit. Okay, let's see here. We got Club Caesar also here. Just came in. Let me see what else is recent here. Let me play some music in the background.
Thinking of a master plan.
I see Baz is in the house also, along with Ted, Tuck, Brandon Vegas. Hollywood Vanya is here with us as well tonight. I haven't seen Reclude in weeks, man. It's been like almost two weeks now, I think, if not more already. Since I've seen
Reclude. The other day, Richard Randall calls.
Oh, yeah, he thanked you? You saw him online? Oh, good. Okay, good. Well, tell me what's up, man. I've been looking for him. Meaning to let them know. Okay, we got Guam in the house. Guam is a island in the Pacific, and they speak English, and they're American citizens out there. They're not a state, but they are Americans. I've got a Tony Roma's. That's a rib place in Guam. How about we go ahead and call that?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, here we go, folks. Another attempt.
Help
you. Yes, ma'am. My name is John Delaney. I was wondering what kind of ribs you guys have. Is it like pork or what kind are they?
I'm sorry, what's that again?
What kind of pork do you guys have? Pork ribs or is it beef or what kind of ribs are they?
Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. One moment, please. Hold on now.
It's got to be one moment.
Yes, one moment.
Hold on, I'll help you.
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yes, yo, who is this?
I'm sorry?
Who is this?
My name is Ruster.
Oh, hi, are you the manager?
Huh?
Are you the manager?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. My name is Tim Blaney, and I was planning on coming down there probably tomorrow. But I was wondering, on your ribs, what kind of ribs do you guys have? Are they, like, pork ribs, or are they...
We have a pork ribs and beef ribs.
Okay, what kind of sauce do you guys have? Do you have, like, spicy sauce, or Schweiger sauce, or
yes,
how do you do it?
So, it's always kind of tangy. We have the Southern Honey 53, and we have the Tony Romo Red Hot, which is kind of spicy a little bit.
Do you guys have, like, a polo sauce for the ribs?
What, sir?
A polo sauce.
No, we don't.
No, okay. Do you have, I'm sorry, I've got a trachea on me. I'm having a little trouble talking tonight. What other types of food do you have there, and is there any way for me to possibly sample some?
We have, like, we have also steak, seafood, you know, like shrimp, crab legs, and
lobsters. Right. Okay, good. Can I just come down there and just like try like one or two shrimp, see if I like it first before I buy it?
I'm sorry?
Can I just try some of the food first and before I buy it, just see if I like it or not?
Try it.
Yeah, it's like the try it before you buy. You know, they have like at some of the other restaurants, like Applebee's and.
Oh yeah, they have you do that. Try it first before you buy it.
Yeah, they bring you like a small little portion out first. And,
Hold on, okay.
I'm holding on an awful lot tonight, sir. I don't know what's going on. Are you guys just not with it?
We lose him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Gotta learn how to... That's gotta be hard. I couldn't do that voice for too long,
no,
man.
It's actually
that would kill me. Jesus Christ. I don't like Tony Roma's. I went there once, man, and I got a special. It was like, it was the grand opening of the restaurant. Me and Andy, former co-host of the show, went together, I remember, to the grand opening, and we sit down, and I get a steak, and I say, I want it medium well, and I get it, and the damn thing is raw. Oh, disgusting. Never went back, ever. Had a horrible experience. It took so long. I mean, yeah, I know it's the grand opening, but still, you don't serve a raw steak. I mean, come on, raw steak. And it wasn't like I asked for rare or medium rare. It was like medium well. I get like this nasty piece of raw meat. And it was perfect because the manager comes right to our table right at the time. He's like, hey, how you guys doing? And we're like, we just got our food. Like, oh, that's good. How's the steak looking? Why don't you cut into it, see how good it is? And I cut into it, and it's like, you know, raw in the middle and bloody. He's like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. Let me comp that for you. And I was like, you know what? Just, you know, no, take it off. It's already taken an hour and a half.
At Chili's, she got a steak wrong.
Right.
Twice.
Ooh.
And the manager finally came out and said, look, they brought a third one out, and it was right the third time. The manager's like, dude, you know what? You can just have this.
Well, yeah, there's just no excuse. Yeah, I mean, I've gotten, you know, Chili's, I boycotted them for a year. I would not step foot into Chili's because three times in a row I had bad service. The last time I went with one other person. That person had a hamburger, and I had, like, it was like pasta or something like that, you know? And we waited, like, I want to say it was like an hour. It was a long time. Like, it was, like, I was like, damn, this food's taking a long time for a burger and some pasta. And when I got my food, it was cold. So I was like, this has been done and sitting around for probably about 20 minutes.
That morning.
Yeah, something. It was cold. I was like, dude, you know, if you're going to serve food, you know, if it's going to take you a long time to serve a meal, it better not be cold. There's just no excuse for that. That means it was...
Yeah.
It was made and it sat around. Now, you didn't even have the decency to put it under a heat lamp to try to fool me.
Right.
You bastard.
I do need to make a correction from 2 weeks ago.
Okay, sure.
I told you that Fisher Stevens was the voice of Johnny Five, and I was wrong. He was in the movie.
Okay.
But it was Tim Blaney that was actually the voice of Johnny Five, so I do want to correct myself, but I'm wrong.
Okay.
I will admit it.
Okay, good deal. I'm still waiting for a remake of that. They should have the guy from Harold and Kumar should play the Indian guy. And we need an updated version of Johnny Five. I think that's great. I'm looking forward to a remake. And I think, you know, another movie that's overdue for a remake is RoboCop.
And we out of here.
I really think it's...
I don't know if they're going to do that one again, though, man. They kind of ran that one to the ground.
Well, no, it's time to restart. They need to restart that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, shit. We got a request. Hola, Carlito. I know you're doing your show, and I don't mean to interrupt you. That's fine, no problem. But can I have a plug for you? Can I have a plug for you for my new show on here? Will you do a plug for me, please? Yeah, sure.
Plug?
Yeah, whatever plug you want, man. I'll plug it away. You can even call in and plug away. Yeah, go ahead and let me know. Well, when, you know, when me and Hollywood are done, you can plug all you want, man. We're all about the plugs. All right. I'm gonna.
Yeah, by the way, I have a plug.
Yeah, I got a plug.
Electrical
plug. Remember when porno stars used to get like ass plugs of themselves and mold? Did they? They probably still do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They actually have a porno CD out there. That's just porno music.
Yeah. I've got some of the tracks actually.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I played it. I played them quite a bit actually. Yeah, maybe I'll play one of those right now. Okay. Continuing on, in Guam, more numbers. I have a taxi, Hatha Adai taxi. I'm going to take this one. Feel free to jump in if you feel the spirit.
Gotcha.
All right. Just a moment here, folks, for the next prank call of the night. All right.
How about a taxi?
Hi, how are you doing, Benichad?
Okay.
Good. I like a taxi machine as soon as possible, please.
What's that?
I like a taxi machine as soon as possible.
We didn't have any such machine.
What do you mean you don't have any taxis? This is a half-die taxi?
This is half-day taxi.
Okay, so I need a taxi machine to come pick me up.
Where are you at?
I'm at the airport.
Airport?
Yes.
There's a taxi service over there.
No, but I don't trust these people here.
Taxi coming?
I don't trust them. I read in 2020 on the TV, they said at the Guam airport that the taxi people, some of them were imposters. And they were taking people to the mountain, and that one person came back, he had to cut off his own hand to get out of the handcuffs. It was that bad, man.
So where are you located in the airport?
Is it
on the arrival, or?
No, I'm arrival, I just arrived.
You're on arrival?
Yeah, I'm in this new country, it's a beautiful country, I'll tell you what, I've had a pina colada already, I've got my toothbrush, and I would like a taxi machine.
Sweetheart, is that taxi coming anytime soon?
I don't know. I'm waiting. He's arguing with me. Sir?
Yeah?
All right, so how long...
Guam, and there's somebody arguing with you?
How much for a space?
What's that?
How much for a taxi space?
Where are you heading?
I'm going to go to the... there's a Sheraton down here down the way. That's where I'm
going to
be going.
You're going to Sheraton?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to Sheraton?
Yes, me, my wife, and a Doberman Pinscher. And we have three pieces of luggage. Sir?
Yes?
Okay, so again, it's for myself, my wife, the Doberman Pinscher, and we have three pieces of luggage.
Honey, can we have the Doberman and the taxi?
Well, that's what I'm about to get to if you'll answer my questions.
What's that on the background?
That's my wife.
Because you were located far from the airport.
Well, you guys can make an exception. I have American money, the greatest currency in the world.
Yeah, but, you know, the taxi people, police...
How many shells...
Police over there won't let us pick up because they have taxi service
I'll straighten it out with the DA. It's cool, man. I can walk a little further away from the airport. No one will see. By the time we go in there, we'll take the dog, we'll throw the dog in the front seat, and we'll, you know, you just come down. You have the button on the in the front to open
you
the trunk.
The dog?
Oh, yeah, I told you. We got the Doberman, yeah.
I don't have that that space to for the dog.
No, the dog can go in the front seat.
Nah.
He's in a cage.
Better take the taxi from the airport because they have ban over there.
But look, I'm telling you, the other day, a man and his dog got in a taxi at the airport here. I saw it on 2020. And they found him later on. He had to eat the dog. They forced him to eat his own dog. And they handcuffed him to a toilet. And he took a hacksaw and he cut off his hand at the wrist to get out, and he escaped. He was half naked and he got found by a garbage man in the garbage truck.
We only got a small vehicle over here, so the dog won't fit in our car.
How are you going to fit my luggage? He came in the plane with all the luggage. It's the same thing.
Just call the taxi over.
Why are you arguing with me? He's a friendly dog. Come on.
Get him off me!
All right, he's gone. I don't know if he's gone or not, but he's gone. All right, anyway, so that was kind of fun. All right, cool. That was the taxi service. All right.
We can take those from the airport.
Those people, they don't like dogs. They don't like dogs, those Arabs. They find them dirty. No, seriously, they don't. From what I understand, they're very, like, in their culture, it's a very dirty animal to them.
That was a great, great one, though.
Yeah.
There was a guy the other day I saw in 2020.
Yeah, I saw.
He had to eat his dog.
Yeah, he had to eat his dog. They forced him to eat his dog like some sexual thing. Like, yeah, we're going to masturbate while you eat your dog. Yeah. Cook him over a bonfire. I should have gone into more shit about that. All right, anyway.
Hot dogs.
You have a dog there, Hollywoods?
No, we have a hamster.
You got a hamster. That's not even an animal.
Hamster.
That's a butt plug right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So here's the deal. I got a number in England, Trevor Hope, or I have businesses in Guam. What would you prefer?
Trevor Hope?
Trevor Stewart Hope, to be precise, in Yorkshire, England.
Hey, I got an idea for that. Yeah, let's do him.
Okay, let's do
this. This is a residence, right?
This is a residence, a private residence sent in by a lonesome loser here. And I'd also like to announce that we have breaking news here, of course. Our secret source, the ARM, has been communicating with me and has reported that he has infiltrated AT&T, AT&T Wireless, that is, and he'll soon be reporting to us with numbers, cell phone numbers to prank call of AT&T customers. So that is breaking news here. That's going to be coming the next several weeks. So we have a new source. The ARM is a very hardworking secret person. Has never been revealed who the ARM is, but I trust everybody, they know who the ARM is. It's an actual person. We call him codename ARM, but everybody who listens to us would know who this
exactly?
is.
What exactly? AT&T customers?
AT&T cellular customers. He's got contacts in the company and is going to be providing. He said, I asked him specifically to send the most ghettoest of people that he can get his hands on. So he definitely said yes. This is the same source. He infiltrated the Medicare in the state of Minnesota, and I got us numbers for people over the age of 65 recently. Those are some great calls. So again, that's a secret source, the ARM. We'll be coming through in the next few weeks with some very good numbers, so we're looking forward to that.
Excellent.
Okay. Hollywood, if you look at your... Okay, you got it. All right, cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hang on, Tuck, and who else is in here? Ted's in here, Baz, Brandon Vegas, Hollywood's on the line, and you, of course, are listening. It is now 11:27 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That will make it something like 8:27 in the Pacific, and we're coming up on Friday, the 18th, pretty soon the unofficial start to the weekend, the last day of the work week. We're all excited about that. I know I am. We'll be right back with the next prank call of the night. This is England, Trevor Hope, on 98.6 The Mouse, SyndicateRadio.tv, the new PCU, and that's it.
Station identification.
Yes, sir.
No.
Is Trevor there?
What name is it, please?
This is Tim Blaney. It's very important. I need to speak with him real quick.
Just one moment, please.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm Trevor? Sorry, but the Trevor here doesn't know your name.
Well, I just landed. I'm from the United States. I need to see if you can come get me at the airport.
Just one moment.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
Which Trevor are you wanting? Trevor who?
Trevor Hope. Trevor Stewart Hope. He knew I was coming in.
He didn't. He doesn't know you. He doesn't know who you are there.
Well, ma'am, I need to speak to him. Can you just put him on the phone real quick? Well, here's the deal. I'm really hungry. Do you guys have any leftovers when I get there?
Just one moment.
Okay.
Hello.
Trevor. How's it going, yeah. My friend? Hey, can you come get me at the airport?
I don't know who you are.
This is Tim Blaney.
I don't know you.
Yes, you do. Come on. Don't play games with me. Hey, do you guys have...
It's 4:22 in the morning.
I just landed. Can you come get me at the airport?
No.
Why not? You knew I was coming in. You said you'd come get me.
I don't know who you are.
Oh, Trevor, stop playing games.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have any leftovers in the fridge? Hello?
Trevor? He's gone. I see where you're trying to go with that, though. Yeah, give me some leftovers. Come on. You don't want any English leftovers because their food is, like, so bland as it is. I mean, I can imagine their leftovers are probably even worse. They do, like, a lot of, like, shepherd's pies and...
Left unders.
Yeah, right.
Whatever.
Is there anything good that the English make at all? I mean, what did they do, like, shepherd's pie? I guess that's okay. Did they do the pot pie? Who originated the pot pie? Is that an American thing?
Apparently.
I wonder. I wonder who came up with the pot pie.
It may have been Boston Market. You know, they have the best pot pie around.
No, man. Oh. I don't know. To me, the best pot pie is the 99-cent one. You know, the one that you get, the frozen
Yeah.
Oh, man. Not even Walmart. Any of the grocery stores has a 99-cent.
Throw in the microwave.
Yeah. It's good stuff. And the thing is, like, I buy the one that's supposed to be for the oven only. It's not microwave-friendly. I take it out of the tin, and I put it right in the bowl, and I put it in the microwave. It just works just fine. No problem. No problem at all works. Okay, the next prank call of the night here. Here we go. I'm going to call a Circle K in Guam.
Oh.
I hope they serve gasoline there. We're about to find out. Circle K coming up, the next call of the night. Everybody?
You doing this one?
Yeah, I'll take this one.
Okay,
thanks.
Hello?
Circle K?
Hello?
Is this the Circle K?
Hello?
Yes, is this the Circle K?
Yes.
You know what, lady, I'm going to pass on you, okay? But you're lucky. You're lucky I'm passing on you. You understand?
Yes, sir. Who's that, sir?
No, I'm saying I'm just going to pass on you. I'm going to let this... I'm going to let the cup pass. Right?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Do you have 44-ounce cups?
44-ounce cup, yes.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of bra size you need to fit those puppies in?
What kind of what? Hold on. She's checking.
She's checking, everybody.
What was that, sir?
I was asking, you have 44-ounce cups, right?
Yes, we do.
So what bra size, you know, holds those big mammies?
What size what?
What breast size holds the 44-ounce cups? I mean, you know, that's pretty big, pretty hefty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, do you like to put your drink on top of it?
Yes, of course.
You do? It doesn't fall down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you trust hot coffee on top of it?
What?
Would you trust hot coffee on top of it?
Hold on, I cannot hear you really. Hold on.
Oh God.
You know what?
Carol,
can you?
Hello. Yes, hello. Is this someone else? Hello, ma'am.
Yes, sir. This is Carol.
Carol, hey, look, I have an idea. I'm gonna take a tub of, I can't believe it's not butter, Mix it
okay,
with...
hang on, sir. Hang on. I can barely hear you. Hold on.
God damn it, you people suck.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me? I'm sorry about the outburst.
Okay.
Okay, listen to my idea before you tell me you can't hear me. I'm going to take a tub of I can't believe it's not butter. To this tub, I'm going to add Splenda and cocoa powder. I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to spread it on that lady's 44 ounce cups and go like this, like a motorboat. What do you say to that? Do you have a digital camera? Are you there? I command you to answer. All right, she's gone. That was a long and drawn out explanation of what it was that I was trying to do. Was it funny? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see on the replay. Are you there still?
Me?
Yes, you.
I am here.
Dude, who else? Come on. No. No. All right. Okay, I got Roger Humphreys in England, in West Yorkshire. Oh, we have businesses in Guam. You can ask for it. We should try the leftover thing.
You want to try the leftover thing?
Yeah. Or hey, I got a TGI Fridays, Planet Hollywood.
Hey, Planet Hollywood. Where's that at?
In Guam.
Okay.
All right, let me try that.
What time is it there?
Right now, I think it's like 3:30 in the afternoon, or 4:30, something like that. I think it's 3 or 4:30, to be honest with you. Tomorrow, actually. It's like the next day already.
Okay.
Yeah. Nunu says I'm sick for that comment. Hey, dude, you know what? I got my, whatever, it floats my boat, melts my butter. I do it, dude.
I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it either. I can't believe a bowl's not butter. All right, hang on, folks. Planet Hollywood in Guam coming up in just a moment.
Yeah, hey,
this is Alan.
Alan, hi, how you doing?
Pretty good.
My name is Fisher Stevens, and I'm actually the representative for Jack Masterson. He's a famous American actor. We want to come in there this afternoon, and we have quite a big entourage with a couple other big-name actors and actresses that are coming with us. We're actually we're scouting out to film a new movie there in Guam. So,
right,
here's the deal.
Hold one moment, please. Let me go ahead and refer you to our sales manager. Just one moment, okay?
Hurry up.
Adele, come and wanna go home.
Hopday, this is Amber.
Yeah, who is this?
This is Amber.
Amber, hi, my name is Fisher Stevens, and I'm the official representative for Jack Masterson. We are from the United States. We actually have just landed in Guam. We're scouting out some places to film a new movie. Now, I'm not sure if you've ever heard of Jack Masterson. He's one of America's biggest big-time movie stars here. So, but we were wanting to come there for lunch, actually dinner tonight. And I was wondering, can you guys, quarantine, like a section off for us?
Okay.
We're going to have about 75 people.
Okay.
We got Demi Moore with us, and surprisingly enough, Bruce Willis is with us as well, so it's kind of a meshing of exes. So anyway, can you guys quarantine a section off for us? I have Jack on the line, too, here in a minute, if you want to speak with him.
Okay.
Yeah, have you ever heard of Jack Masterson? Have you seen any of his movies?
I'm sorry.
He's one of the biggest action heroes here in the United States. I'm surprised.
Oh.
When's the last time you came to the United States, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
What's your name again? I'm sorry. Let me write this down real quick.
You don't have to write anything down.
Okay.
You're looking at having dinner tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
You're in the restaurant for 75
yes.
people?
75, right. And
yes.
We need to see if we can get a quarantine section off because there are probably going to be a lot of people trying to get his autograph and everything. And we really just want to have like a – we've been flying all day. And we really just want to have like a very interesting – I mean, just a very quiet night.
Okay. So I have a room called the Adventure Room, and it seats 75 guests.
It seats 75?
So I can't fit 75 seated. Like, if we're, you know, you're going to be ordering off the menu.
Right.
I'd be able to put an overflow of 10 guests, maybe not as, I don't know, visible or popular. You'd want him to go into a room towards the side.
Okay. What kind of food do you guys have? Do you guys have the regular food we have here in the United States? I mean, do you have, like, the Captain Crunch chicken?
We have similar menus to our...
I just want to make sure you guys aren't serving, like, dog or cat or anything like that. I wasn't sure if you guys did that here.
No, not at our family.
Okay, okay. But so it's all, like, legitimate food then? It's real food? I'm sorry, I apologize. This is the first time we've been to Guam.
Okay, so do you have... Let me check what the reservations look like for tonight. Do you have a contact number and I can call you back?
Sure do. Actually, let me give you my Guam cell number. It's 671... 647?
647.
7825.
So that's actually not a cellular number with that preset.
Yeah, that's one they gave me. Maybe it's forwarded to this one, I don't know.
Okay, all right, let me give you a call right back.
I'm sorry, what is your name again?
My name is Amber.
Amber, okay, Amber, real quick. I think Jack, did you want to talk to Amber real quick?
Yes, hi. This is Masterson Jack. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good. I must admit, I am excited at the prospect of coming in, signing autographs for my new book, Masterson Made in America. How many people can you guys accommodate, and how many people would you expect to come see me there? I travel with my own security entourage.
I'm sorry, I can hardly hear you. You know what, let me give you a call right back, okay?
Oh.
Call back on that number.
Oh, God.
Amber, we need to, what is the average cost of a dinner to? Because we're gonna have to get all this forwarded and get it approved through Paramount Pictures.
Yes.
And get all this taken care of before we come there.
We have to fax it to Valente.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So what's about the average cost for one dinner?
Do you have on
with drink? I have it on my little phone, yeah.
Okay, because we have a website. And
but if you can just give me like a price, I can total it all up. I mean, I'm not stupid, if that's what you think. Man, are you like belittling me, ma'am? Okay, we're...
Just because
in a new country, I don't know how you guys work things, okay?
Just because my agent is Samoan doesn't mean he's slow.
No, I don't think this is a prank call.
I don't either. Is she prank calling you? We're on hold now. God, this line is just so low tonight. I'm going to kill it.
All
right. Ryan has terminated the call. All right, dude. Hey.
Ryan, man, I heard those great calls you guys did.
Which ones?
To Prank Master.
Prank Master. Oh, yeah.
What he put up in the forum.
The forum.
Anybody that hadn't been to the forum, you guys need to go there and download that episode from 2005.
Oh, yes. That's
October something?
Yeah, that's the Prank Master Gangbang. Yeah, that's... October 05.
What a freaking classic. It was Reclude, Zolar, and the Dead was...
Yeah, me, Reclude, Milkman, Zolar, and the Dead. Yeah. Oh, we had fun, man. Those were the early days of the show. Yeah, that's the Prankmaster Gangbang. Definitely fun stuff. I played.
Did he ever come back?
Yeah. After that, he was around a few days ago. I thought someone was telling me he was hanging out. He's online now. He's on AIM. He's probably listening. I know that kid. Oh, he's a creepy guy, dude.
What was the deal with him and a 9-year-old girl?
He fumbled a 9-year-old girl.
He figured out to go.
Yeah. When he was younger, he admitted to it. Or, like, his mom was drunk and told Zolar on Zolar's show that he wasn't that innocent. And Zolar was like, what are you talking about? I was like, yeah, you know, he did something with a minor. And then he actually admitted to it. He said he was on a raft, and it was lifting the girl up on the raft, and he accidentally fingered her. And then he said that he actually did it intentionally, and... it's just
on purpose, huh?
Yeah, he did it on purpose. He's a sicko. He's a sicko guy. Anyway, all right. Hey, man, thanks for calling in, Hollywood.
Hey, you have a great evening, man.
All right, and everyone, it's geocities.com/Hollywood Vanja.
Yeah, I actually put up a MySpace page with some of the calls from Madhouse on.
Oh, cool. So that's MySpace.
MySpace.com/Hollywood Vanya calls.
And that's V-A-N-J-A.
Right.
Calls.
V-A-G-I-N-A.
Oh, V-A-G-I-N-A. All right, cool. Hey, thanks for calling in, man. Always
have a good evening.
All right, catch you next week. Thanks, man.
Got it.
All right.
There we go. Wow, we've been on the phone a lot tonight, man, using up those minutes. I see Sean War is checking in. Hey, Sean. Maybe Sean will join us here. We haven't talked to him in ages, man. That crazy Canadian guy. Dude guy. Crazy TV guy. Good man, though. Good man. All right, so what's going on? Ted, how you doing, man? We get our first chance here to talk to you finally. How you doing, bro? Dwarf. Great. Awesome. Good to hear.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
Tuck, you're still with us. Baz is here also. Brandon Vegas. How are you guys doing? Everybody check in.
Let's yes. We're still with you. Yes.
Good. Good. Good to see you all.
Love.
Testies. Awesome. Okay. Where did my Madhouse hat go? I got my MadhouseLive.com hat somewhere here. I gotta get another beer too while I'm at it. Should I take a break or should I just kill the show? Sean's asking, did we retire the show? Sean's asking if we're going to retire the show. Yes, next year, Sean, if you're listening. Mr. Ward. Nunu's asking for UK calls.
Then get a comic book out!
Reclude is checking in also. Reclude here is ready to call in as well. Cool. I'm going to take a break real quick, though. Hopefully we don't lose too many people. But I got to take a break. I got to take a breather. I got a Charlie horse, and I got to cure it. Anyway, so coming up after the break, we have a whole ton of numbers in the United Kingdom to call. Look forward to that. Of course, the man himself, Reclude, will be joining us in the second hour, hopefully. Ellie has sent in a number for a handyman named Billy. We'll be checking that out as well. We'll be taking your calls. We'll be taking your requests. You can call in toll-free, 888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line here is 1-888-278-8509. We've got Michael Reynolds, Robert Weston, Raymond Weston, Roger Humphreys. We still have another Circle K we haven't called in Guam. We've got Great Mart in Guam, TGI Fridays, Chuck's Steakhouse, and the Red Dragon Chinese Restaurant all coming up after the break. Be sure to hang on. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. And also be sure to visit MadhouseLive.com, SyndicateRadio.tv, and all that good stuff. We love you all. Well, final year Madhouse Radio is coming up pretty soon. We're coming up close to it. Stay tuned for that. Anyway, we'll be back in about 5 minutes. It is now 11:49 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:49 on the West Coast. You're listening to Madhouse Radio for April 17th, 2008.
AD.
AD.
Radio will be back right after this.
98.6. All right, everybody, we're back. Madhouse Radio is back on. Second hour, final hour of the show. Thank you, everybody, for joining in with us. Got a special treat for you here, if you guys don't mind holding for a second. We'll be right back with the man himself, Sean Ward, coming up in just a moment, folks.
Sup. Hello, Sean.
Sup.
What's going on?
Chilling.
Cool, man. How's it been?
Fantastic. What's going on?
You sound weird. What was that about?
Oh, I was just being all like.
So, yeah, what's up?
So.
What's up, man? All right, cool, man.
It's like how I like to answer the phone, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, you always see, I'm like that. When I answer the phone, I'm like, you know, if I don't recognize the number at first, I'm like, oh, who the fuck is this, you know?
Well, even if I do recognize the number, I might pick it up and go,
what do you want?
Sup.
Yeah, sup. Like, you're just bored, like, how dare you interrupt my Sean Warden. Dude, the Warden, how you been, man? How's the comic books going and all that stuff? What's
comic books going okay, over, it's going good, because I got my first one in over 2 years coming out.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
And I got a new video project that I'm about to launch as well, so that's going to be more towards the fall.
Yeah, I saw a lot of your videos. I saw, you know, doing, like, the Man on the Town kind of stuff that you were doing. It's good stuff, entertaining stuff. Everyone who's listening, be sure to go to SeanWard.net.
Go, yes, do it. Check that website out, because that website is that ill shit.
It is. And check out the CDs out there and the art, and sign up for his Sean Ward's What's the Word newsletter, of course.
That's right.
My favorite newsletter of the month. I always get.
Damn right.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah,
thank
cool.
You.
Good deal. Sean,
I always
you're...
I appreciate the support from the prank call community coming through. It's kept me going through many a time.
Yes, sir. Sean, you're a prank call legend. We don't hear much from you anymore. I was actually playing the, I don't know if you remember the VFW prank call we did when you were here 2 years ago, over 2 years ago. VFW, we called a VFW dance or something, and I was Eddie Garcia, the Mexican kind of guy, and you were over here, and we were pranking, and we laughed and laughed. It was a good old time.
Fuck yeah, I remember me and you fucking getting up to all kinds of trouble and then making prank call after prank call.
In Orlando, man. We did two shows. We did your show on Sunday. We did my show on that Thursday. That night you came in, like, it was like, hey, welcome to Orlando. Now sit down here and watch me do a show kind of thing. Remember, right when
that's what we do, man.
That's what we do, hell. What the hell, man? What the hell's
wrong? Yeah, what I want to do next year is I want to get the, what's it called, MegaCon? That's the bigger one, right?
Yeah, well, hey, I'm already
out. I want to get MegaCon to give me a table. I hope if they can give me a table, I'm coming down.
Well, I announced last week I'm actually going to do that. I'm getting a table because it's going to be the last year of the show. So
yeah.
I'm going to be trying to broadcast live from MegaCon. I was there this year, Ben. It was insane.
Cool.
I mean, there were so many people there. That's the biggest crowd at MegaCon I've ever seen. So just like last time, if you want to stay here, you're more than welcome to be a guest. You don't have to pay for hotels, man.
Cool.
Let us know. Me and Athena know with enough time.
Right in the living room.
Okay, exactly. Yeah, well, you were here when I first moved in. I had, like, half the house was furnished. Now it's like an actual laid-out condo, man. So you're definitely very comfortable. And, I'm planning on...
Because people actually live there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and Tuck says he might make it, you know, to promote his stuff. Also, he might come down to Orlando. But I definitely am going to be there representing Madhouse and probably doing some live show right from the floor. So,
cool.
Yeah, man, that would be awesome, man. If you come, let us know, man. Let me know. Would appreciate
cool,
man. All right.
Tell somebody on the phone.
Yes, sir. Hey, do you want to do a prank call or is it a bad
time? Always,
prank
man. It's been a while.
Okay, it has been. All I really have going right now is it's a pizza theme tonight, apparently.
Oh, right on.
So you have your choice of Domino's, Pizza Hut, or Little Caesars or Papa John's right now.
Domino's, Little Caesars. Let's do Papa John's because I've never heard of Papa John's.
Okay, oh,
we don't have that in Canada.
I don't like them. There's also a Denny's restaurant here, just to throw that at you in case you're interested. Denny's.
We'll get up to that in a little bit.
Maybe. All right, so Papa John's it is in Colorado. Hang on, Sean, and hang on, everybody else. A treat, as I said, Sean Ward's here with us doing a prank call. Yes.
Papa John's, right?
Papa John's. In Lakewood, Colorado.
Thank you for calling Papa John's. This is Ryan. Would you like to try our two large two-topic pizza for $20 special today?
Fuck yeah, I want to try that special. That sounds delicious.
All right. And your phone number, please?
It's 212-8557.
303?
Yeah. And what comes on, how many toppings does the pizza come with?
Two topics.
Is that like one on each pizza or like two on one and two on the other?
Two on the other.
Okay, does that gotta be the same?
No.
It can be like two different ones and two different ones.
Yep.
Now, can I get four on one and none on the other?
Nope.
Why not?
The computer won't do it.
Oh, see, everything's by computer. You don't write, like, hand-write shit or nothing. You know, like, area of special notes?
Nope.
Oh, man, I was really looking forward to a plain cheese, but I want to get my full value, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I want to get my full value, you know?
I can try and see if it works, but I doubt it will.
Nah, that's cool, man. Let's do that. What kind of topics? You got shrimp?
No.
What you got, cucumber?
Nope.
Rabbit?
No.
Oh, shit. But I can get two toppings of the ones you got, but I don't know what they are.
Yeah, I mean, we got your standard,
bacon?
Anchovies, bacon, beef, black olive, banana pepper, grilled chicken, green pepper, ham, Italian sausage, jalapeno.
How many do you have in total?
What?
Like, how many toppings do you have in total? Like, the total number of toppings available?
Looks like, 22,
24. Oh, have you ever tried to get all of them onto one pizza?
Yeah, we can do that for you if you want. It's gonna cost a little bit, but...
Have you ever tried to get all of those toppings into one woman?
Can't say that I have.
Oh. Why not?
Nobody here will let me.
Oh, geez, you got hot women that work there?
Yeah, we got a couple.
Can you deliver one of those with the pizza?
No.
Like, I'll pay extra for that.
They're all gone.
Yeah. Oh. What about their home phone number? Can you give me the home phone number?
No, I don't know any of their phone numbers. Too ugly.
Oh. Well, you got a woman waiting at home? Because so maybe just go see her before you get home.
No.
Oh, surprise, surprise on that one.
Yep.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. So who's Papa John anyway? Tell me the story of Papa John.
Some dude started up a business.
I heard he's a fucking asshole.
Don't know him personally.
Oh, so he's not your papa?
No, he's not mine.
What a guy.
What's up?
What's his problem?
Don't know.
Fuck, man. You serve beer over there? Yo, you know the deal with two pizzas?
Yeah.
Can I get one sent to one house and one sent to another house?
You gotta pay for it, yeah.
Pay for, what do you mean pay for it? I'll pay for the pizzas.
Well, right, yeah, I mean, it's two separate orders, but yeah.
Two separate orders?
Yeah.
It's one order, I just want to break it in half.
You can't do that.
Well, listen, if I wanted to play a prank on my cousin, do you think I could arrange to have, like, somebody to defecate on the pizza before they deliver it to him?
No, there's a federal law against that.
Have you ever tried that before?
No, I haven't even thought about it.
Perhaps your cousin is due for a prank.
That would be good.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, bud. Fuck yeah, bud.
So do you want to get these pizzas, or?
Nah.
Alright.
Nah!
I'm over that guy. He's stuck in there for a while.
I'm having trouble finding an inn with him.
I don't know, but a good sport. He's just a good sport. All together, nice guys. Like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Oh, that guy's funny, though. I thought for sure you would have lost it when he did the whole, you know, getting all the toppings inside a woman. I thought for sure that was the end, but nope. No, sir, not that guy.
Apparently he did not.
He's a class act. Class act indeed.
All the way.
Yeah, you want to try that Denny's restaurant, or you got to run?
No, we'll do the Denny's, but cool. I'm just trying to think of a concept for the Denny's.
Denny's, and it's a 24-hour diner type setting.
Right.
Let me think here. I don't know.
They serve, what, the Grand Slam breakfast, right?
They've got the Grand Slam, the All-American Slam. They've got the, they used to have the breakfast Dagwood they got rid of, and that was really sad.
Why did you get rid of it?
I don't know. I think it was really bad for you. It was like a whole loaf of French bread pizza with everything breakfast-related inside of it. Like egg, cheese, sausage, bacon, all mishmashed inside and, like, pressed. Ooh, it had to be, like, it was, like, enough calories for, like, a whole week, I think, in one little thing. In one little container. It was really sick, yeah. Yeah. I've done the prank before. It was funny.
What was the prank?
Well, you know, I was in my overweight character, Jack Masterson, called in saying that, you know, he wanted a breakfast Dagwood. He found out that they don't have it anymore. What the hell? He dropped out of college because of the breakfast Dagwood, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and Jack Masterson, I don't know if you know who he is, but he's a 482-pound man. Honestly, and he used to weigh more than that, but he lost weight. He's a great, great character. You should check out some of those calls. I bet you never go to MadHouseLive.com, Sean Ward.
I go from time to time. I haven't been in a while, though.
Yeah, we'll go. There's been changes, my friend. But anyway,
it's
okay.
MadHouseLive.com, not MadHouseRadio.com.
No, Madhouse Radio, they took it from me. No, I never got it. I'm sitting on that. I think it's going to come available soon. I think that's domain's about to expire. But I heard it's, like, impossible to get a decent domain anymore after it expires. There's, like, four companies that take them all anyway, like, automatically.
Yeah, the robots just swoop in and fucking...
Yeah.
Take them all.
There's, like, an auction process, too. And if you want to join the auction, you have to pay into it and all this. It's not fair. It's not fair at all. Okay, Denny's. You ready?
Yeah, it's called Denny's.
Okay, this is in the state of Oregon.
Okay, Denny's in Oregon.
The most sexual-sounding name of a state in the United States, Oregon.
Ooh, yeah.
I
love the garlic butter sauce.
About it just a moment, folks. The garlic butter sauce. Denny's.
Yo.
Good evening, Denny's. May I help you?
Yo, what's up? I was in there a little bit earlier, and now I'm sick. Hello?
Yeah.
I was in your Denny's restaurant earlier, and now I'm sick.
Now you're sick, so you better call a doctor.
I need to complain.
Yeah, you need to call a doctor.
I ate there, now I'm sick.
Yep, you need to call a doctor.
I need reimbursement.
Well, that you'd have to discuss with the manager tomorrow.
I can't wait till tomorrow. It's coming out now. Both ends.
Okay, hang on.
Getting that weird buzzing noise again. On the phone line. I don't know why it happens. She says she's getting somebody, right?
This is bad now.
All right, we'll see.
I don't think she's getting anybody.
I think she lied, Sean. We'll clear the line here. How could she? We trusted her. We placed our faith in her. God.
I know.
Not fair. All right, Sean. Hey, thanks for calling in, bro.
Word up, yeah, you can keep on rocking and rolling.
Don't be a damn stranger, man. And I'm going to look out for that comic. This is number 9?
Of the book?
Get a comic out.
Of the book, yeah.
No, this is going to be, like, my 19th one.
Your 19th one, really?
Yeah, of that last series that you saw, that got up to 6, but of all of my books in total, this is going to be the 19th one.
The 19th one, cool. Awesome, man. Looking forward to that big 20th anniversary, big special.
Fuck yeah, so I'll put the word out when that shit's going down.
Awesome.
Newsletter
yep.
Yeah, everybody who's listening, how many listeners you got right now?
I'm in the 50s right now.
Fuck yeah, so I want to see 50 people go SeanWard.net, SEANWARD.net, sign up for the newsletter. check out some shit, and you can link from there to my Facebook and MySpace and YouTube and all that baloney tits.
That's right, baloney tits. Hey, Sean, do you have any of your old prank calls at all, like archived and stuff? Tons?
Yeah.
Are they up on the site also?
Well, you can link over. Does PC Radio still have a site?
Or okay.
Does KDK still have a site?
Yeah, he's hosting them for you.
Yeah, the front page of my site links over to his Host of Pranks page with all my shit on it.
Okay, cool. Awesome,
yeah,
awesome. Everybody check those out because they're great calls. All right, man. Take care of yourself,
yeah,
man.
Talk to you soon, man. Thanks,
brother, man.
Thanks for having me on, Carly.
All right, Sean. You got it. Anytime, man.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
That is Sean Ward, everybody. This is going to suck if the phone's doing that damn noise again. God, I hate it when that happens. Definitely is making that gay noise again.
Hello?
What's up, Carlio?
Hey, Jonathan. Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm alright.
Are you okay? They're bothering you in the chat room over there, Jonathan?
I said Saigon, and they're usual bullshit.
Ooh! Look what I found! Jonathan, I found a peanut on the floor.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah, I'm gonna eat it too.
Yeah.
Actually,
you eat food off the floor?
It's probably been there for like 2 days, I think. I think, yeah, I had peanuts 2 days ago. I must have dropped one. One escaped my mouth. Not anymore. Haha, you bastard. I got my money's worth now. Oh, Jonathan, you like boiled peanuts, Jonathan, sir?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Oh, man, I like the Cajun-style ones.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah. The flea market here, I go, this guy, he makes boiled peanuts. He adds beer and, like, peppers and Cajun seasoning. Oh, it is the best thing ever. You get a big bag of those and just chew on those all. They're hard. I mean, you got to shell them and everything. There's a trick to get it right, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, in a second, I'm going to be discussing pizza places of the big chains. Do you prefer Domino's, Pizza Hut, Papa John's? What do you like to eat if you have a preference, sir?
I love Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. Okay. Cool. I like their crust. I agree.
I like their stuffed crust.
Their stuffed crust, yeah, man. When they first came out, it was a big deal. The big commercial, Dennis Rodman and David Robinson, I remember that. Awesome,
yeah.
Awesome. Hey, man, the Magic, my team, I'm a big fan of the Orlando Magic. I live in Orlando. They're in the playoffs. They'll be playing. I think I might do I'm going to be doing a show. They're going to be on next Thursday. That's going to suck.
Awesome.
I'm going to miss the show. Well, I'll have the game here on the TV next to me. I'll do play-by-play, you know what I mean? I'm a big NBA fan. Of all the sports, I'm a bigger fan of NBA, and NFL's number two. It's just NFL, the season is short. It's not, I don't know, NFL is like one little space of time where I can get into football, and after that it's gone, you know? And it's the same. I'm not a big fan of baseball. Too slow. It's just a very slow game. It's like a chess game, no thank you. And hockey is, let's face it, dead, so... I'm in Florida. What am I going to watch hockey for? You know what I mean? Jonathan, now's the time. Go ahead and say hi to all your fans and listeners.
I want to say hello to all my fans and listeners, and I hope y'all have a great weekend.
That's the man, Jonathan. Jonathan, take care,
bye.
Brother.
All right, I'll talk with y'all later.
All right, brother. See you, man.
Bye.
That's Jonathan, everybody. Jonathan! Woo! All right. Alright, so let me name the chains. I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, we're going to be losing our NBA team here in Seattle. Looks like the Sonics are going to move to Oklahoma City.
The Sonics are moving? Are you kidding me? Really? Wow.
Yeah, probably by 2010, maybe even this summer if they can get out of their lease.
That's something. That sucks. Wow, so Oklahoma... You said Oklahoma City is going to get a team then, huh? Interesting. I'm trying to think, who else wants an NBA team right now? Who else needs one? I keep thinking, I don't understand how LA has two teams. I don't understand, I think the Clippers have like one little small little hardcore group, don't they? Like, that follows them and stuff? Like, in LA? I don't understand how the Clippers can survive with the Lakers being right there in LA, also in the same town. Whatever, it is... flabbergast me.
It's a lot cheaper to go to the Clippers game.
Is it really? Yeah, I guess so.
I got some friends down there that can't afford to go to the Lakers, so they go see the Clippers.
Really? Yeah, because sometimes you just go to see the team that you know, the team that they're going to play. You know what I mean? Get an exciting team out there. And,
yeah.
Exactly. And I've been a fan of the Orlando Magic since the franchise was born in 1989. I was a season ticket holder, Shaquille O'Neal's second season, the first year the Magic made the playoffs. That was 93, the 92-93 season maybe, or the 93-94 season, I don't know. Been a big fan of the Magic, as I said, and I'm excited. The playoffs are going to start, I guess, on Sunday. So I'm looking forward to that. Reclude is calling in, everybody. Let's talk to Reclude.
Big Reclude, what's up, bro?
Oh, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? How are you doing?
Dude, man, all I got to say is...
Oh, God.
If you run a recording studio, you get the best fucking shit.
Really? Look
That's
at
all
you.
I got to say, dude. Awesome. I have this one broad that, like, just comes over and just brings me shit.
Like, for free?
Yeah, well, she's like a hot chick, so all she does is go around and people just give her shit.
Really?
It's weird, dude. I don't know, and she comes over and smokes me up and shit.
God, man, that is the life right there, to be hot and, like, a hot white girl.
Dude, she does nothing. You know what they all do in this town if they're hot?
What?
They do promotions. And that's just bullshit. All they do is, like, basically, they go, like, say they go on for Jack Daniels, they wear t-shirts and throw out t-shirts.
And clubs and stuff like that, you mean?
Yeah, it's just bullshit. All they do is get drunk and party, really, but yeah. They get paid for it.
Have you heard of the ones now that they pay to go to the bar to actually drink the drink and then tell the people around them, oh, this is so good, they're actually being paid by that company? Yeah, it happens quite a bit. It was
that's fucking retarded. Yeah. I don't know. But hey, you know, whatever. It's just kind of like the cigarette ads, except like a real version of it.
Yeah. Shit. Crazy.
So.
Cool.
Oh, shit. Look who's in the chat room.
Who's in the chat room? You?
Fucking Katie K.
No, he's not. That's fucking you, dude. Don't fuck with me.
You're full of shit, dude. That's not me.
No, it's not. Is that Katie K? Let me see.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
How am I supposed to... It's probably somebody fucking trolling.
Probably. Damn trolls. Dirty trolls.
Somebody probably fucking trolling.
Probably. Who cares, man? It's funny.
It's funny. Yeah, it's always... It's for the lulz. Let's do it, man. Yeah. So, yeah, dude. I'm, like, getting my pranks on, like, all these albums in town. It's been crazy.
Yeah, you were telling me about the... Is it Richie Randall, or is it more than Richie Randall now?
Well, no. It's like, remember that one I sent you about the strip club?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Where I caught up, I was like... Hey, baby, get money.
Yeah.
And I got that bitch to say it and shit.
Yeah.
I might go down there and check her out. I don't want to pay. It's fucking stupid to pay for lap dance. I don't know.
It's like the biggest cock tease. Why do people go to strip clubs? I don't get it. I know.
I get the shit for free over here. I don't fucking need to go fucking parading around with money and shit.
I knew a dude. All right, when I was like 20, the guy was like my age, 20 years old. He was a bagger at a freaking grocery store. He made, like, just over minimum wage, and he spent money on nothing. He saved every penny he had, and the guy went to a strip club and blew, like, $150 or something like that in one night. Went crazy. Like, just went absolutely nuts. I'm like, dude, this is a guy who never spent his money and barely made it as it was. And he blew, and I'm like, you seriously, you wasted $150, and I was like, dude, what did you get for it? Did you bring her home? He's like, no. But I think she's different. I'm going to keep going back to see her because we had a connection and she hung out with me and talked afterwards. It's like, you basically paid a girl $150 to hang out with you in the ball, you know, at the strip club.
All you got to do, you know what, like, I tell you what, I picked up a couple of strippers out of a strip club. I won't lie.
Have you? Really? Is that
possible?
Yeah,
well, the way to do it, it's just weird. Like, it doesn't always work. I mean, sometimes they're just either dykes or just don't like you. But
right.
I picked up, like two, both in Cleveland.
Right. I mean, yeah. We're talking a decent place. I mean, isn't it like...
The one was kind of not...
okay.
The one was like, alright, so Howard Stern said something that's so true. He said, like, every stripper in Cleveland, like, in the 90s, claimed they were Trent Reznor's girlfriend at one point.
Oh,
or
man.
Some shit. It was so fucking retarded. But yeah, one of them said she hung out with him, whatever. She had big tits. So I'm like, what up? Let's go to the club. She's like, yeah, stop by here, and we'll leave or whatever.
No shit.
So, like, I don't know. It was stupid. I didn't go back. Because, like, my friend got a lap dance from her, and I'm like, oh.
That's fucking
crazy. There was one, like, came out and talked to me. Like, she was with some dude, and I, like, I just kind of played her and shit, and then I went. I was like, yeah, take care, bye. And then she, like, ran out after me. I swear to God, dude, it was the weirdest thing. My fucking brother was there and shit. It was, I don't know.
That's awesome, dude. I did not think it was possible. Like, you hear the stories like the crazy guys who hang out after, you know, closing time waiting for the stripper to come out, you know, and the security guard beating him up because he's so in love with her, you know.
That shit's just retarded. I don't know. It's just, it's so dirty.
I love you. Yeah,
God. Them broads are pretty decent, though, and bad, but...
Yeah, well, they're all on something, though. I mean, isn't it basically, I mean, strippers are usually on coke or something else. I mean, to do that kind of work that they do.
Yeah, they gotta, I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's like, I don't give a fuck, dude. There's broads. I don't know. I'm just... Right now, I'm just sticking to, like, I don't get out. Well, I get out, but, like, when I go out, I can't fucking invest the time to fucking, like, pick up some bra. I still get them, but, like, it's usually anybody that runs through the studio.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't sidetrack too much from here, or I'll go to shows, but it'll be either business. It's usually business-related, even though I have a good time.
Okay, okay.
So, but anyways, I don't even know why the fuck we're even talking
about. Yeah, we were, like, rambling. My bad, you know.
Yeah. So, but the other thing is, yeah, Richie Randall's putting together a band.
Awesome.
I'm going to do this Andy Kaufman shit. It's going to be so fucking badass, right? There's this other studio in town I fucking hate. Yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to troll the fuck out of him. I'm going to make, like, a really shitty album.
The Rival Studio. Is this the guy we pranked once that worked at some karate stuff that he knew karate, that guy?
Oh, no, that was just some douchebag that claimed. He didn't have no studio.
All right, but this is the Rival Studio to Reckless, Arch Rivals, okay?
No, it's just some douchebag I want to beat the fuck out of. No, he's just dumbass. Like, so, anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make, like, a really shitty album. Like, it's going to be, like, MIDI drums, just garbage. Right. And then I'm going to give him all the credit for production. And I'm going to tell everybody, like, oh, man, that guy over there, Paper Tiger Studio, man, he's a real great guy, man. He did a great job on this CD.
Is that what it's called, the Paper Tiger Studio?
Yeah.
That's gay.
I'm going to troll the fun. This guy's little, he records them little screamo bands and shit. It's fucking
oh,
bullshit.
God, crap.
And, I mean, I tell you what, some of the bands that come through are pretty damn good, I'll say that. But he's a fucking just arrogant little prick, so he needs to produce some Richie Randall one time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to give him credit. Like, and he's going to be so pissed. I'm going to add him on MySpace. He's like, hey, man, I thank you for the great job you did on my songs. And what's he going to do?
All right, man. Awesome. Awesome. So, yeah, let me know. You know, keep me updated. Whatever Richie Randall does, I want to know.
Yeah,
about.
We're playing show. I just want to see, like, because I made some prank calls saying, did you guys get my demo and shit?
Right.
So I'm actually going to make a shitty album and bring it down there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool.
Just, you know, they like a three-dimensional prank kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways, fuck it. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Right.
All right, man.
Okay, pranks. So, time for pranks. So you want to call England? I got a bunch of those, or I got some like pizza places up in here in the States, and I got some numbers in Guam. It's tomorrow afternoon in Guam right now. I've got a
tomorrow
TGI
afternoon.
I got a Circle K TGI Fridays. I got a steakhouse in Guam. Chinese restaurant.
TGI Fridays, maybe, or. What kind of numbers you got in England? Are they, like, people or places?
England are all people.
All people.
All people.
I
got a redneck woman who just answered at a gas station in Mississippi.
Let's do that.
All right, cool. This is Papa V's. And, are you in the chat rooms, KDK? Is that you?
What? No. I'm not in the fucking chat room.
You're not? I thought you were in the chat room. All right, never mind. All right, I was going to send you the info, but all right, anyway. I'll send it to you.
I'm on Messenger, though.
Oh, that's right. Gotcha. Paste. Send. There you go. Okay, folks, here comes the next prank of the night, everybody. Reclude, Carlito, pranking. One moment. Fucking shit. Come on, pick up.
It's worth it.
Alright, that's not gonna work, so we gotta call England then.
Well, fuck.
Well, fuck, eh.
That would've been a good one, too.
Yeah, it would've been.
Yeah, if you, all you listeners in a fucking prank land out there, if you could get us more numbers of hillbillies and gas stations, maybe. I don't know why, but I just feel like the need to, that we need to call them, maybe.
Yeah, no, they need to be called. That's what fucking needs to happen. Circle K, I got a Circle K here. You ready for that?
Is that in England? No, they don't have those.
No, they don't got those.
I'm fucking out of it, dude. You got to make the decisions here.
All right, I'll be the decisioner. Circle K coming up, folks. We lost fucking Syndicate again. Goddamn Syndicate.
Damn syndicate. Fucking shit. What the fuck is wrong
with
those people? Fucking shit. Are we calling? Circle K.
Hello? Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
This is Frank. What's going on, baby?
What?
What's going on? You taking applications?
Application?
Yeah, somebody wants to work there. Do you understand? I mean, what language do you speak?
Filipino.
Filipino. Oh.
Yes, sir.
You speak like money grubbing language, right? I'm just kidding. You girls are all beautiful girls, land of beautiful women. So what's going on there? How much, like, I need to get a job there.
Oh, you want to...
I'm, like, stuck over in Guam. I'm fucked right now. I'm just fucked.
Oh, you want to apply, sir?
Yeah. How many good-looking girls like you? How old are you, honey?
I'm 36.
Oh, yeah. You still looking good? Okay, that's got it. I'll take that. I'm good, man. So, what's up? How many broads are working there?
I'm sorry?
How many broads are working there?
How many
Filipino girls are working there?
We're two here,
like right now or all the time?
Right now, yeah. We're two.
Okay, that's what's up then. You guys drink?
I'm sorry.
No, you girls drink?
Oh, no.
No, what do? You smoke weed?
No, sir, because I'm already a mom, so...
Oh, that's great. No, that's good, though. Seriously, man, I appreciate that. I admire that. I don't either. I was just asking because I was going to call the police on you if you did.
Okay.
So, listen, I want to be honest with you. We're on a prank call show right now.
Where is it?
We're on the radio over in Florida.
Oh,
you're on the internet right now, honey. Do you believe that?
Oh, yeah?
You are on the internet right now. You are having a great time. Everybody knows. Everybody's lit. There's like 50 people listening to your voice right now.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
Sounds like.
Do you like that? Do you like the fame?
Not really.
You don't like fame? Well, you like, you know what I'm saying? But listen, 50 people are listening to your voice right now. Does that make you feel good?
Oh, yeah?
I'm not really a good pranker tonight because I'm really messed up, but I just wanted to call and see, you know, how many Filipino girls were there, and I really like you guys. Can I talk to the other girl for a little bit, just a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
You want to talk to other Filipino
girls? Absolutely.
Okay, just one moment.
Dude, man, these are my kind of girls. Why am I not in Guam?
You're so subservient.
Yeah.
You know? Little geishas.
Whatever, I married them. Christ. You believe that shit?
In the wrong fucking country, dude. Gotta go to Guam.
Hello, how you doing?
Fine, sir.
Hey, what's your name?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can give me a fake name, it's cool. You can give me, like, just tell me you're Janice or something. Alright, so is this Janice I'm speaking with?
Janice?
Yeah. Okay, what's your name? Maria?
Uh-huh.
Sweet. So how late are you working tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Is that tonight?
Yeah.
I'm operating, sir?
Yoffery, what's up? I want to come down there. Do you know any good local bars? What's that?
From where are you then?
I'm over in Guam right now. I'm actually from the United States.
Oh.
But I really like it over here. And what I'm trying to do, I'm just trying to find, you know, a wife because I don't like American women.
Oh, American women.
Yeah, because they're too, you know what I'm saying? They get too bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, Asian girls like yourself stay really beautiful for a long time. Hell yeah, I want to get a wife. I'm a good man, you know what I'm saying? I got a good job. I'm in the military.
You're already married, sir? Maybe,
You're at, what are you, I know, but you girls have, you know, always have sisters, cousins, you know what I mean?
Sister, I know you are, but in the Philippines.
Oh, dude, I'm there. It doesn't matter. I'll pay him to come over here, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Are they beautiful, you think? She's not beautiful?
Huh?
Is your sister beautiful, would you say?
Oh, no, it's not really beautiful, but it's a nice heart.
Oh, well, that's good. Is she paraplegic?
But it's in the Philippines, me.
Oh, yeah, of course. Let's see here. Okay, how about this? Did you know any, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you could find me, I'll pay you $500 cash. If you get me a pen pal, Filipino pen pal.
Oh, pen pal.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And then we hook you up, $500 cash. I mean, that's easy. It'll be U.S.
No,
U.S. dollars.
It's okay. It's not much, but, you know, the one I'm going to recommend you is, my sister in the Philippines is pretty, but it's nice heart.
Well, yeah, I mean, you find her, she got some friends, you know, we'll just... You ever seen the show Rock of Love with Bret Michaels?
He's in Philippines, so...
Yeah, exactly. I think he's in L.A. You ever seen the show Flavor... You watch American TV?
I don't know.
All right, well, okay, so how do I get in touch with you?
Me?
Yeah, like, how do I find... Like, how do we do, like... Alright, how do we get hooked up with your sister in the Philippines? You know what I'm saying? Good heart's good, you know, I don't need some woman cheating on me all the time. You know what I mean? I don't need that.
In the Philippines.
Exactly. How do I get pen pal address?
Pen pal address?
Yeah. Sweet. Okay, how about I just come down there? Yeah, how about I just come down there at Circle K and I give you my address, I show you I'm a good-looking guy.
Okay, nothing.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
All right,
bye-bye. God dang it, those girls.
What the fuck was that all about, dude? I don't even understand that fucking...
Not to offend Baz, because Baz in the chat room, he's got a Filipino wife, Filipina.
Oh, he says he can get me a fucking pen pal. What up?
The thing is, honestly, in my experience, Baz, the Filipino ladies are kind of short and stout stature.
Yeah, they're short. Give a fuck.
No.
What, you don't like banging short girls?
They're 90, stout, though.
95 pounds.
No, they're not all... Where the fuck have you seen them?
Well, I don't know.
You've seen the hillbilly fucking... The ones. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I've been over to... I was close, dude. Korea... Like, there's certain places in the world that have huge Filipino, like, populated areas.
Okay. Korea is one?
Dude, fucking Korea is stacked. And they're fucking hot.
Yeah.
They're really fucking hot.
Okay.
It's like, especially if you're like a pedophile.
Yeah.
Tell you what, you can do it legal. It's almost, never mind.
In Korea, no, you can't. Man, you gotta go to Thailand for that.
No. I'm saying they look like that.
Oh, they do? Okay.
No, I'm just saying they look young as fuck.
Yeah. Wow.
But they're like old enough, you know what I'm saying? But you go over to, dude, Kuwait, when I was in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Fucking Kuwait, dude, it was beautiful, man. It was like, you go in, like, we went to a fucking Chili's restaurant in Kuwait, because Kuwaitis are just rich. It's a small country with tons of oil.
Yeah, tons of money.
They had a McDonald's that was like a cathedral.
Oh, really?
They had a mall that was like a marina.
Yeah, I've heard of the malls and stuff there.
It's fucking, dude, the place is insane. But anyways, so went in this Chili's, and it was all worked by hot fucking Filipino broads.
Nice.
It was like that, you ever seen that, what the hell is that, the Holy Grail, where that, like, Percival or whatever goes in the fucking castle and has all those broads wanting to blow him?
No.
You remember that? Where it's like all those, like, there's all these women in the castle shut up and then one of the knights goes in there?
Oh, you're talking about Monty Python?
Yeah.
Okay,
like
yeah.
Holy Grail?
Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
You know, remember when they went in there? That's exactly how it is, dude. Hmm. Except they didn't say it outright, but dude, I was like in. And then some fucking Kuwaiti broads walked in. And they were fucking gorgeous.
Right.
So then the Filipino girls kind of paled in comparison.
Even the Kuwaiti girls are hot?
Oh my god, dude. They're like princesses. Mm. Like, if, alright, you know that fucking cartoon Aladdin and the broad in there?
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking, they all look like that, except hotter, but they're real. I mean, that's the closest way I can describe it.
But they're
it.
Real. Okay, that's
real. Yeah, they ain't no fucking cartoon running around, you know, teasing cock and shit.
Exactly. Okay, I dig.
Alright, I'm fucked up. Let's just make another call before I go on. Like, I can't even make calls and I'm so fucking out. I've been working since goddamn, like, 9
No, you're doing good, man. You're doing good.
Well, hey, we got... Dude, can you imagine that, dude? I got a fucking wife. I make one phone call and I got a wife. She's ugly, though.
So what? So wife is wife.
She got a good heart. That, you know what that means?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what that means?
Gives
bitch
good,
has, like,
she gives a good head.
You ever see those broads in fucking, like, Asia or whatever, third world country, that have, like, two heads and shit?
Two heads. And I'm just saying, she's probably short and a little wide.
Yeah, fuck. I tell you what, though.
No neck.
I'm telling you. Trust me. Them broads are good.
Yeah. Well, they'll treat you good. They'll cook for you. And they'll clean.
Jeez, dude, Asian women, you have no fucking clue, dude. There's nothing like it in America. You wouldn't even understand, like, unless you've been over there, you couldn't even comprehend it, dude. It's like fucking, I couldn't. And I went over there, I was like, holy shit.
Right.
It's like these fucking broads are real nice, they fucking take care of you.
Would you live there, man?
No, not in the Philippines. The place is fucked.
Well, in like Korea, not Korea. What about, like Thailand or something like that? Or I don't know.
Fuck no, Gary Glitter's over there banging kids. I ain't going over there.
That was Vietnam. I don't know.
He was, and he got arrested, so I think, because he's kicked out of, like, everywhere. He can't go to Britain. He can't go to Cambodia.
Probably can't go to Australia.
No, he's not allowed anyway, dude. People have death threats against him and
shit. Wow.
So, but anyways, those are going to fucking say.
I don't know.
Anyways, yeah, we should probably
do some pranks before people get pissed. Okay. All right, cool. I got another gas station. I got two more gas stations here confirmed. I got a bowling alley also. And then we have the people.
Bowling alley, dude. I got a great one.
All right, this one's Zotto's.
I think I can actually prank this time. Where is this at?
Goleta. No, Goleta. Is it that G? Goleta. Yeah, Goleta, California.
It's called what?
Goleta. Goleta. G-O-L-E-T-A.
What's the name of the place?
Zotto's Bowling and Beyond.
Oh, what the fuck?
They probably have, like, black lights in there and shit.
Yeah, look that up. That sounds fucking... That sounds like the Grateful Dead played there.
Yeah, Z-O-D-O.
Z-O-D-O.
Yeah, Z-O-D-O.
What is this, Galactic? What do you say?
Bowling and Beyond.
Zotto's Bowling and Beyond.
That's right. I posted it in the chat room. That's
oh my god, they got a fucking website.
They do, really?
Holy shit, it looks, oh my god, it looks fucking cool, actually.
What's the site? What's the
I
site?
I hate to say it's Zotto's Bowling and Beyond, and they got this, it's all neon and crazy and shit.
I told
it
you.
It looks like a fucking...
They got the black lights?
It looks like it. Let's see here. Picture photo gallery. Here we go.
Damn,
it's everybody out there in TV or radio or whatever the fuck we're on. Z-O-D-O...
Bowl.com. Yeah, Zotto Bowl.
Zotto Watch. They're gonna
look. Tap House Grill. They got
flood that shit.
They got 40 beers on tap, dude.
Look at this. Hold on. I'm looking at it. There's fucking hot broads down there.
Summer League.
It's not like a hillbilly place. It's like a really. It looks like it's actually a nice place.
Yeah. No. They got 40 beers on tap. That's pretty good. They got Summer Leagues are 40
like
now.
A fucking mall. Look at this shit.
Yeah.
This place is amazing, dude. Yeah. I've never seen a bowling alley. That's California for you.
I'm telling you.
They do it in style. Holy shit. Yeah, it's like high-end bar and shit.
Well, there's money into bowling. It's a good place to hang out.
Hot broads.
Hell yeah.
There's some Asians.
All right, so summer leagues are forming, just to let you know. Maybe you can say you were trying to form up a league.
No, I got something different. It ain't going to work, but let's try it.
You can try it anyway, no problem. Bowling's fun.
It's not going to work.
All right, hey, positive attitude, man. Come on, everybody, one moment here. We're going to have a positive call coming up now. Here we go.
Fucking, what kind of bullshit is this?
It's a fucking office.
Thank you for calling Dotto's. So, speaking, how can I help you?
Hey, buddy, I want to talk to whoever's manager down there.
Okay, one second.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
We
what's that?
We have a manager in duty right now.
What?
Is there anything I can do for you?
What's going on with the manager situation?
Well, we don't have anyone right now.
All right, buddy. Well, I can tell you what. I was in there last Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have the open bowling, right? Here's the problem, buddy. That won't give me all my pins. I want to know who's going to man up and take charge, give me my money back.
Okay, well,
what?
Well,
hello?
Why do you want your money back? Yes.
I said it didn't give me all my pins.
Well, it didn't give me all
your pins? You know what I'm saying? I talked to some broad up there at the stand. She didn't even pay attention to me. Like I was some hillbilly out in the woods.
Okay.
So let me talk to the manager, but I know you got some there. He's probably hiding. Who's the person in charge over there?
Like I say, we don't have any manager in duty right now. What I can do is put you on a manager voicemail. You can leave a message, and they will call you as soon as you get your message.
No, man, I'm talking to somebody right now. They're going to fail. I'm a little bit drunk. That's fine. But I'll tell you what, I'm coming down there. I want my free bowl. I want one free bowl. And to tell you what, I want to talk to whoever's running the counter.
Okay,
hello?
Let me see if I can find a manager or something for you, okay?
That sounds good, buddy. Put him on the phone.
What the?
Dumbass.
Might be a good one.
What's his name? Jose, he says?
Fucking
sick. I don't know. He's a guy. No manager. No jefe, senor. God, I hate this song.
Hey, how you doing, buddy? I'm having a little bit of an issue here with one of your employees.
Who am I speaking with, sir?
Oh, this is Ron.
Okay, Ron, just a second here.
Alright.
What's your last name?
Ron Howell.
Howell.
E-L-L.
Okay, Ron, tell me what's up.
Here's the problem, man. What was going on is I was in there last Saturday, right? And I wouldn't get all my pins down at the lane. And I tried to complain about it, and that woman up there didn't want to pay me no attention. I even went to the bar, and nobody would pay me attention at the bar. So you know what I said? I said, to hell with it, and I left. But
what lane were you on when you were bowling, sir?
Oh, man, one of them first ones over to the left.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then the problem is I want to know who's going to man up.
Well, hang on a second.
Who's going to man up for this?
Let me get your story straight, sir, first, okay?
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
As you were bowling, you said that the bowling pins weren't being knocked over properly.
They had like 7, 8 sometimes, and they wouldn't even, it would just disappear in that back of the machine. I don't know what happened to him.
The pins would disappear?
Yeah, I didn't even get my bowling ball back once.
Was it your personal ball?
No. It was one of them, God, what color was it?
So the
it
ball
was off black.
So the ball, once you threw the ball, it wouldn't come back sometimes? So
no, I was pushing that, I think I had a button or something. I couldn't get it back, so who's going to man up for this?
So, let me see if I have this straight. As you were bowling your pins, as you would knock the pins over, it wasn't counting all your pins?
I don't know, man. I was just trying to bowl, you know what I'm saying? I was doing pretty good. I got a strike or two. And then you know what I'm saying, put seven pins down, you know. And my boy Bud, he just, you know what I'm saying, I was playing him for money, and I mean, it just went off the chain right there. I couldn't do anything about it, so, you know what I'm saying, I just need somebody to man up and give me a free bowl or something, you know, I'll accept that.
Well, tell you what you do.
All right.
Why don't you call back here tomorrow morning around 10 o'clock?
What time y'all open to tonight?
I'm sorry?
What time y'all open to tonight?
Open to 2 o'clock tonight.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, buddy. I live about 15 minutes out. So I'm going to come there, and I'm going to ask to speak to somebody, and you tell him Ron Howell. He's going to get a free bowl tonight, buddy.
I don't have the authority to give you a free bowl.
Well, I'm going to get a free bowl if I have to walk on that lane.
All right, Ron.
Hello?
I'm still here.
All right, buddy. So, what's your name again?
My name is Travis. One, I'm security chief.
Oh, sweet, man. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't want no problems, buddy. I'm just an old hillbilly, redneck. I just want to come down there and get a free bowl for my trouble. You know what I'm saying? I'll sign papers, whatever you got to do.
Okay,
you know, I'll even buy a couple beers. I don't care.
Okay. What I'm trying to say to you is I'd like for you to call the general manager tomorrow.
Yeah, man, but I want to bowl tonight, man. I mean, I did this last week.
Okay, now here's the thing. I'm not authorized to give you a free bowl.
Well, who is?
The manager you will talk to tomorrow morning.
Oh, my God. Well, what happens if the place just starts going crazy? Like, nothing that, I mean, what's going to happen then, you know? Ain't they got somebody that's going to step up and be a man about it and take charge? Ain't nobody there?
Well, there's somebody there, but I'm not authorized to give you a free bowling game.
Well, no, I'm not saying you, man. Ain't got, I mean, you just do that security thing, and that's your bag, man.
Right.
You ain't got to worry about no free bowls or nothing.
I'm one of the managers on duty right now.
Okay, well, yeah, just go ahead. You know what I'm saying? It'd be cool.
What I'm trying to explain to you is that if you really want to discuss getting a free bowling
game with
your issues, now, I'm telling you, the front end, it doesn't sound good to me, battling up the excuse to get a free bowling game out of the manager. But
you got
to
be kidding me. I was insulted by two of your employees, you're going to tell me that I ain't getting no free bowl. That's
Ron,
a bunch of bullshit.
Ron, I want you to explain to me who insulted you.
What
did they insult you?
I think it was a brunette broad. I can't remember. She's a bartender. What?
A bartender.
I think it was
last Saturday, right?
Yeah, it was last Saturday, all right.
Okay, so you spoke to a bartender.
Yeah. Well, I spoke to him first, and then I went over to the front desk.
And who did you speak to this front desk?
I don't know. He's kind of hefty guy.
Okay, a guy.
Yeah.
Okay, what did he tell you?
He said there's nothing we could do, bud, just keep bowling.
That doesn't sound like our guy. What he would do is probably give you a free game right there on the spot.
Nah, man, he ain't give me no free game, man. I just don't think y'all like rednecks in there.
Hey,
I think that's what it is.
Ron.
What?
Ron?
Yeah.
This is a tourist town. We see people all over the world.
Yeah, but, you know, that doesn't mean you don't, you know what I mean? Hell, New York's big. It doesn't mean them people like rednecks there either.
Well, it's not about that.
Yeah, well, I hope so because, you know, I'm a good guy. I don't mess around.
I'm sure you are.
But,
so what I need,
all right,
I
so I'll be down about, you guys are open till 2. That's plenty of time. What?
We open at 2 o'clock.
2 a.m., all right, cool, man. All right, well, you said your name was Kevin. What's your name, man?
Travis.
All right, Travis. I'm going to be down there pretty soon, man. So if you can have that paperwork filled out, we can get a free bowl, man. That'd be great. I appreciate it. Okay, well, you don't have to have me filled out. We can just do it, you know. We don't have to let nobody know. We can just get a free bowl, buddy. I tell you what, that's what I've been hankering for all day is one free bowl.
Doesn't work that way.
Well, okay, well, who do I got to speak to, man?
You need to contact the guy named Steve.
Oh, man. You got his cell phone, man. This has got to happen now. This has been a week in the waiting, you know what I mean? I've been building up all week over this. I feel horrible.
It just happened last Saturday, and today's Thursday.
Yeah.
Why are you just not calling about this?
Well.
Why did you call back on Sunday?
Because I was upset, man. I mean, you know, I don't want to call right back and get all angry on you.
All right, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? I don't want to, you know, I'm a civil guy. I mean, you know, I ain't got much head sometimes. What?
You had to calm down, I understand. So tell me.
Okay, yeah. I'll be down there in just a bit, man.
Ron?
I'm about 20 minutes out, so.
That's fine. Ron, ask me one last question.
Yeah, go ahead, bud.
How much had you had to drink last Saturday while you were bowling?
You know, I don't quite remember.
But you drink some.
I'm sure I did, man. I drink all, every time I go out bowling, I drink.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, right. Man, I had quite a few, actually, I think. My favorite, you know what I'm saying, I like them domestics. So, yeah, man, all right, Charles. Isaac, what was your name again? Travis, that was it.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, I'll see you in about 20, man, and have that free bowl for me. I appreciate it, man.
All right,
baby. All right, bye-bye.
Got a hankering for that free bowl.
I need a free bowl.
Hillbillies do shit like that. That's the funny thing. Like, they always do shit like that.
It's just so, like, God, just, like, I was just thinking, like, I could tell, I work at a freaking call center, and I always get the redneck who talks like that. It's just ignorant to everything except for the freebie that he's looking for. You know what I mean? It's like, I just
What do you have a call center for? What do you do?
I do tech support, but I've worked like in call centers, like customer service. And
oh God!
For like
who?
Oh God! And it's horrible, man. Like, they just.
But for who? Like what?
I worked for a Bank One. Used to be a. They're not even in business anymore. They got bought out by Chase.
Yeah, that's right. They used to be around here a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I've worked for three banks that are no longer in business. Maybe that's a sign. Maybe I should fucking kind of look into something
else. What bank?
Else.
Bank One, what else?
Bank One, Marketplace Bank.
Huh.
And Safeway Bank also was another one, too.
Know,
yeah, they all suck, yeah. They're all out of business now, so who fucking cares?
Fuck them, buddy. Yeah,
fuck them in the ass.
Yeah, man, I got fucking... I probably got a head on, because I'm not fucking... That was a good prank. Let's make one more.
Okay. All right, cool. You got it.
Yeah, dude. All right, what we got? What's on the platter?
I've got three gas stations. I've got people, residences in England. And,
I wonder how... Let's call it England. Here's why. I have a kind of question in my head, right?
Uh-huh. What's that?
I wonder how these people will react to hillbillies.
Who knows?
Like, nobody's ever, I mean, nobody that I know, I'm sure somebody's done it, but
yeah.
I've just never heard anybody call him as hillbilly.
Yeah, they probably think it's a cowboy or something. You know?
Fucking cowboy!
A cowboy called me.
I'm in London for the rodeo.
I'm in town for...
Traveling international rodeo.
Yeah, I don't think the English understand, like, NASCAR, and I'm pretty sure they don't understand country music, and rednecks and hillbillies, they probably don't understand either. It's just out of their scope. I think you gotta live in America to understand that stuff, especially NASCAR.
Yeah, oh my God, dude, I just got the biggest hookup in fucking Nashville.
Really?
I might be going down there, actually.
For a race?
No, fucking race.
Oh, for a job.
Yeah, no, for studio shit. Yeah, dude, because I had this thing the other day where, like, I've been working... for this gig for like 6 months, and these motherfuckers keep coming here and shit, and they love me, and the guy owns, like, he owns a studio down there.
Okay.
And he also, I really can't speak about it, but hopefully, I mean, there's no guarantees with shit, but
okay.
We're going down next month in May.
Okay.
And bringing the demo with me and shit, and we'll see what's up. I mean, it might happen, might not, but...
Bring the Richie Randall demo with I'm playing.
Richie Randall, yeah, I'm going to be repping... Paper Tiger Studios.
Is Nashville still the big music town that it used to be?
It is. They make so much fucking money. I mean, they, even though, like, they churn out a lot of bullshit,
mm-hmm.
they still, dude, that's fucking, that music sells, like, you would not believe.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. Yeah. Like, it's just like, it's not like NASCAR. I mean, that's the most lucrative fucking thing ever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Blue country collar you know, blue-collar country tour, comedy tour, whatever the fuck.
Blue-collar,
that's
yeah,
just
the
like the highest grossing shit.
Yeah, Larry the Cable Guy made the most, is the most paid comic of 2007.
Yeah, I mean, it's all of them, that whole thing, and that's country music involved, everything. It's all...
That whole
the
culture.
The thing is, like, songs, like, if you can get songs to people, you just have to have connections. I'm starting to gather them, but I got this one song I've been playing for broads, dude. I just made it for some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing it to broads, dude. They get fucking nuts over this shit.
What is it? What kind of song?
Oh, it's fucking... You don't even want to hear it.
Okay.
I'm writing it under a fake name, so nobody knows it's me.
Okay, all right, so we'll keep it private. I'm wondering what it is exactly. I'm just like, this is like a song that you're singing it, or are you playing
it? Oh, dude, I played everything on it. Played guitar, arranged strings, played the drum beat, sang on it, fucking played bass. I played, like, everything on it.
Man, I wish I could make my living like that. That's fun, man. Just working in audio.
It takes time. Now I'm just recording bullshit, but pretty soon I'm going to be making music. Actually, you know what? I am starting to make a decent living, like, just, like, writing songs, little by little. I charge, like, $3.50 a song now.
Wow.
So it's, like, it's starting to get up there.
Yeah, that's where the money's at right now. The music industry.
A couple songs a month, you know.
Yeah, a lot of, like, the big artists, they just end up just writing songs and beats and stuff like that. So that's where the money's at now.
It is, because you get a cut right away. Like, you don't have to wait. If you're a band, you don't get a cut right away. But, like, you get a cut as far as points on it, basically, like, a percentage every sale.
Right.
Then, bam, you get fucking hooked up and... Yeah. There's always looking for songs. There's so much bullshit in Nashville. Mm-hmm. If you're a good songwriter, you can clean up because there's so much garbage. It's fucking, that's why Shania Twain come down from Canada and a rock producer and just sweep that fucking town.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's just the town's such bullshit.
Yeah.
But right. Anyways, fucking.
Let's do those.
I don't even know what the fuck we were talking about.
I don't know. We got on a tangent about music or something. I don't know. So we're gonna call England. I got Roger Humphreys. Or Robert...
Roger Humphreys. There you go. Right, that sounds retarded.
All right, West Yorkshire. Roger Humphreys. This is the last prank of the night, everybody, so enjoy it.
Let's blow it.
let's fuck this one up. No, good.
Hello.
Nothing happened.
Huh?
No, nothing happened. Maybe they took their phone off the hook. You want to try Michael Reynolds, or I got Robert Weston.
Let's call Weston. There you go.
Robert Weston. All right, let's try that.
All of England, right?
Yep.
Okay. Hello, how you doing, ma'am?
What you want?
Hello. This is Richard Randall. And I'm in town from the United States of America.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning here.
Yeah, but I thought you guys got up early.
Well, we're not up early because we're on holiday, school
holiday. Oh, what's the holiday? Shello,
she's gone.
We'll call that back, dude. Right. That fucking bitch is not.
What holiday do they have tomorrow? What's that about?
No. When they say on holiday, it means they're on vacation.
Oh.
But I was about to you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, it's just that they go, we're going on holiday.
You fuckers, come on.
And that means they'll go to fucking, like, Germany or some shit.
Yeah, Africa or something.
Going on holiday.
Yeah, going on holiday to South Africa or something.
Let's call her back. Come on, we can't let you. No, I'm not even going to say what I'm going to say.
You should have done the redneck thing, though.
No, I like Richie Randall. I forgive him. He's waiting. He's dying to get in there.
He's breaking out.
Matt David Brown.
Hello. This is Richie Randall from the United States of America. How are you doing today, sir?
What's you want to know?
I couldn't understand you.
What are you waiting for?
Listen, I'm calling because I'm looking for a host family because I'm an exchange student and I'm going to a university over there and I want to know if somebody could host me. I pay, you know, I pay some pounds and somebody could host me over there. I'm trying to go to university.
Not us, I don't think.
Well, they pay real well. The university will pay us. Stipend. And
sorry,
I have special needs, but I'm not very loud. so I want to know, you sound like good people. I don't know. I don't know many British people, so I want to see if maybe you can be a host family.
No, it's not possible.
Okay, well,
my apologies.
If you have anybody you can refer me to, you'll be a host family. I guarantee you that I just want to have the whole British experience and basically just have the whole experience, and I can't do that out of a dorm room. So, I mean, the university will pay somebody handsomely if I can stay at their house, and we pay them a lot of money. A lot of pounds. They give them a lot of pounds over in England.
Why don't you ask the university to help you?
Well, they said they can call on my own. It takes a while for them to find somebody, so they told me it might be a good idea to call on my own places. Yeah. It's like late over here, so I figured it'd be a good time you guys getting up for breakfast and stuff over there. So what are you having for breakfast?
I'm still in bed and I'm asleep.
I've got to hang up.
Sorry. Bye.
Listen, no, don't hang up.
Stupid ass. They stay on for so long. God. They're a bunch of douches over there, man. I feel terribly sorry.
I don't know why that's funny, but
he's like, I'm still in bed.
Yeah. that was a good premise, you know. It wasn't one he could have hung up on right away.
Yeah, that was good, man.
Look at you at the university.
Oh, man. At first he was all like, what the fuck? He was like, what the fuck? He said something with the F word real at the beginning.
I know, like he said, woo, 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 woo.
Yeah. All right, Rick.
All right, man, well...
Well,
fucking, I'm about to just try to. I'm supposed to do a bunch of work tonight. I don't think that's gonna happen.
Man, let's get some rest. I gotta go to bed. I'm tired.
Yeah, I've been playing fucking video games lately.
Yeah, what you been playing?
For fucking, I've got like 1 hour a night free. So what I've been playing is Team Fortress 2.
Okay, that's what you mentioned then.
That shit is pretty fun, dude. I'm getting into it, but. It's still kind of like, I still get my ass whooped, but it's still fun.
Yeah, you're not putting in, like, 5 hours a day like some of those kids.
Oh, fuck that, dude. That's right. Probably why the people are whooping my ass. I don't put in that much time.
That's exactly what it is. I got no lives.
I know, like, kids. There's, like, Russian kids going on there the other day, and they're like, this guy's a go, das gut ball.
Ugh.
Like,
nasty shit.
Retarded. Anyways, man.
All right, man.
I'm fucked up.
All right, man. Just take it easy, man. It's always good talking to you, but, dude, yeah, just don't drive or anything crazy like that, man.
No, I'm not going to drive. I'm just going to sit here, play video games, sober up, head home, come back. My band's having the video shoot tomorrow. It's going to be great, dude.
Sweet.
All weekend.
Video shoot. Cool.
I'll have to give you the site. You tell me. I'd like to hear everybody's opinion, see what they think of the...
Yeah, give it to me.
...the album and shit.
Yeah, well, or post it in the forums, too, you know, just go in there and post it or something.
Well, as soon as it drops, dude, it's going to be dropping May, like, there's going to be a website, video, album, everything.
Cool. It's an official thing?
It's a pretty decent deal. It's not just some bullshit local shit, so...
Awesome. Cool.
All right, man.
All right, man. Peace out.
Talk to you later.
See you, man.
Alright, Rick Lude. Everybody is Rick Lude. Alright, Rick Lude.
I think that's a night. It is 1 something. 17. Who's here still? Baz, Ted, Tuck, you guys still present and awake? Hey. Alright, I feel bad for 10 minutes, like he's never involved with the show anymore. He comes in late, is busy, and then today we
he's
just had...
He's too busy playing his wizard game.
I guess. Wizard...
He nerds to the kids and WoW.
The wizard game. Alright, guys. Well, hey, thanks, Ted. Tuck.
He's a wizard and WoW, and he sells... herbs to all the kids and WoW.
He sells weed to the kids and WoW.
Weed to low-level characters.
Wow. Wow, there you go. Look at that. Ha ha ha, ironic. How ironic. All right, hey guys, thanks for being in tonight. Appreciate it. And Brandon Vegas, who was in here earlier too. We thank you. And thank you everybody who listened tonight, of course. Lonesome Loser, thank you. Everyone who sent in numbers, Nunu. Ellie sent in a number. You know, there's nothing wrong with games. I gotta get a PlayStation 3.
Tuck doesn't like people who play games. He personally told me that if he had the opportunity, he would take everyone who plays video games and put them on a boat and send it out into the Atlantic and sink it from afar.
Well, Tuck, that's really messed up, man. Why would you say something like that? Our, you know, so many of our listeners are gamers. That's really, really fucked up, dude. All right, we're out of here, folks. We'll
he's
be
not even denying it.
Yeah, right, he's here? He's do what now? Yeah,
he's
you're
not even denying it.
Yeah, yeah. Too late, Tuck. The jig is up, Tuck. The jig is up. Everyone, visit madhouselive.com.
Well, I wasn't paying attention. What was?
Well, we learned something about you. Anyway, so everyone go to madhouselive.com and catch us here.
I'm sure it was beautiful, and I'm sure it was wonderful.
That's true. Hey, Tuck, I just realized, I mean, if I do that show on Sunday afternoon...
It wasn't truthful, but it was interesting.
Tuck, if I do that show on Sunday afternoon, that's normally your time. Would that be okay with you? Or are you going to join us? Or what's the deal?
I'll join ya. I don't really do a show officially on that time anymore, but I'll join ya. I should be around, yeah.
Cool. That's cool. And I also want to thank everyone who called in. We had Sean Ward on the line tonight. Reclude. Who else? Milkman was on the line tonight. Hollywood was on the line tonight. Jonathan was on the line tonight. Very good, very good. Andy was listening tonight. Former co-host Andy was in the house. I see Saigon made, and we lost Syndicate. Yeah, we said that guy already. That's it. No more thanks. No more thanks. Everyone's been thanked enough. Reclude called in. Yeah, he just called in. Catch you next week, everybody. Peace out.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.